Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man myself, I got the man myself, Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man myself. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Oh, shit. All right. You know, I got it first. Say, record was broke. Y'all killed it last night, man. Y'all killed the record. I don't know if y'all going to beat this shit. Record set. Yesterday was 383. Yesterday, want to shout out and say thank you to all you guys out there that gave love to the show, man. Hey, that's what we do. I don't know if y'all going to make this one, motherfuckers. But, yeah, shout out to everybody out there. I hope everybody's doing good. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. Y'all stand the fuck up. Just want to say I appreciate you. Got a good show for all of you guys out there as well. Hey, you know what? To all the ladies out there that's listening, you know who you are. What's up, girls? Ladies, y'all can check out the erotic poetry and everything like that. Just lay back, get some wine, and listen to your boy spit that flavor in your ear. Anyway, guys, like I've always say to all you guys out there that listen to me, and this is, I don't say this, and I guess a lot of y'all think I just say it for my health. If you truly are ready to learn game and you're truly ready to be a student, please, gentlemen, go to the toy store, go to Walmart, go to Target, go to HEB, I don't give a fuck, go wherever, and get a 100-piece puzzle set. Dump the puzzles out, rip up the box, and begin to create the puzzle, because a man must learn how to communicate with himself before he can communicate with anybody else. So I just wanted to say that as well. Also, for everybody out there, all my dogs out there, I want you to go ahead and get your notebooks out. Get your notebooks out. If you have a question, put a Q in there. If you're talking to a woman, let's say you're texting her right now and things are just not working the way you want them to work out. You're like, damn, Steve, I need help. Put a T in there, and we're going to do everything we can on this show to fix it. If you're talking to a woman right now and she's saying something that's throwing you off, put a W in there, and we got you covered. And if you're trying to stomp me by something that a woman says, just put an S in there. Stomp my motherfucking ass. We do that, but that's what we want you to do, okay? Always ask questions. We got your questions. Y'all have the number, 563-999-3056. And on today's show, we're going to talk about the man she wants is the man she can't have. But we're going to get deep on that, okay? Because there are some things that y'all don't even know about. But before I even answer this question, Kevin, KB, or answer this question, I do want to put this up because I got, you know, I always got to do this because you got to be careful about people stealing your shit. Everything that you're about to hear, guys, is 100% authentic. It's 100% original. We are the probably me and a few other guys, the only ones on here that talk about game and can stretch game out and give you so many aspects of game that it's crazy. Also, what I'll do is I'm going to pick one of you guys. I'll be out and about early this morning. So maybe y'all want me to send y'all a message around 3 or 4 in the morning. We'll figure it out, figure out a text message. I'm not TikTok. Someone on TikTok you want me to say while I'm out and about around 3, 4 in the morning and everything. So just wanted to say that to y'all guys. But let me go ahead and get K-Dog saying, do you think having friends helps your game in addition to having alpha? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not, K. KB, absolutely not. No, no, no. Friends are not good. Listen, you want to have associates. You want to have people that you can talk to, but you shouldn't have friends. You know, you should have your boys or something, but you have to understand the journey that you're taking as a man is one that you can take yourself. You can't bring your friends along on this journey. And you have to remember that a lot of your friends don't have the capacity in which I'm trying to get you to see yourself. Most guys, most of your friends are surface level. They think that women are the most beautiful thing in the world. They think they got to kiss their ass, bend over backwards. They got to prove themselves. They're scared to talk to women. They don't know what to say with women. They're beating around the bush being friends with women. Nah, man, you don't want to be around those guys. You want to start discovering yourself. And I'm not saying cut them off, but you're going to have to start separating yourself from not only your friends, but your parents, your brothers, your sisters, because what we are teaching you here goes beyond that. And this is what's so important. Don't worry, Tyler, we're going to play your audios as well. But what I'm saying to you guys, this is how deep game is. And I say this to all you guys with love, because I want to make sure that I give you the tools to unlock things in yourself that your friends cannot help you with. See, as I told you before, you're not going to be able to really be with your boys and everything because they're not going to recognize who you are and how you move and how you operate. So having them around can be a detriment and it can hold you back. Why you're so busy talking to girls? Why are you talking to girls? Why are you going out? Oh, here you go again. I want to go hang out with you, but you going out with another girl and stuff. Man, uh-uh. Nah, man, look, you want to be an independent thinker, one mind, one way, one thought, as I've always said, but it's not going to help your mindset being around losers. And I'm not calling your friends losers, but a lot of guys don't believe in themselves, okay? All right? And I'm just saying that, look, man, I just want y'all to follow what you are, okay? Follow what you are. Okay? I don't understand what you're talking about. Why you say your best friend's alpha as fuck, but he tells me not to listen to what say. What say? What the fuck? Hey, dude, talk in English, man. I don't know what – I can't read that shit right there. Speak in English. Guys, I want to call on you. We can. But we got to talk about this because, see, what women want – what women cannot have. And where we're going to take this first is we got to take this to give all you guys out there an understanding of where most of you fuck up, but you don't even see why you fuck up. Okay? See, a woman, and we'll get to this later on, but I want to talk a little bit on it right now. The reason a woman wants what she can't have is because a man really has nothing to give the woman because he's too busy giving himself to himself. And women, where you guys are fucking up is you're giving too much of yourself too soon to women who want challenge. Women just don't want you to just be at their beck and call. But you are at their beck and call. You're kissing their asses. You're running behind them. You're begging. You're cupcaking and all that other stuff. And it's fucking everything up. But I want to show y'all something because if y'all are fucking with me, hopefully after this, y'all will stop just trying to bring a woman over your house for sex. But also it will show you if a woman does go over your house when you don't have game, I highly recommend that you wear rubbers. Do not eat that pussy. Just fucking go. Do not do anything but slide it in and go, because I don't want anything bad happening to you. Because if you don't have game and you ask a woman to come over and she comes over, man, you better worry about that, man. Worry about that, okay? All right, hold on a second. Hey, Delta, man, fuck you. I didn't take your ass on. Now, listen. I'm going to tell you this one time and one time only. I don't give a fuck what your friend says, and I don't give a fuck what you say. If you're here to listen, listen. But if you're questioning it, then take your fucking ass on. Bye. Get the fuck on. Go. Don't listen to me. Listen to your friend. Go. Go. Don't you ever come in this motherfucker questioning me. Get your fucking ass out. Get out. I cannot believe this is even a question. This is even a question. Listen. I'm 2 seconds from doing you the best favor by blocking you from this, because you don't need to be here. This is not for you. Because if you listen to all the fire that I put on these shows, and you actually think that that motherfucker is telling you that don't listen to me, then take your goofy ass on and don't listen to me. I don't want to waste your time. Get your fucking ass gone. Get your ass gone. Let me continue. How do you start a text conversation? We gave your number. D-Dog, easy, man. I've always told you guys this, man. The first thing I want to do is I want to tell her about the story of how we met. And this is why I always tell you guys, it's important that when you go out to do what you want to do, because that's going to be part of the message you send her. First message I'm send her, like, okay, let's say if I'm going to the car wash, meet her at the car wash. My first message is, hey, you better be lucky, because you gave her your number, right? She's supposed to say hi to you first. Then you just let her know, you be lucky I needed my car wash, because if I didn't get my car wash, we would have never met. Because here I am minding my own business, washing my car, going to the store, working out, walking my dog, getting me a Starbucks, whatever the fuck you're doing. It's your truth. Here I am doing what it is I'm doing. And then the truth is I saw you. And it was at that point I had to make a decision. Do I keep doing what I was doing before and have you miss out on the opportunity to meet a great man? Or do I stop what I'm doing and just put my bid in, and that's what happened? That's it, man. That's it. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying, guys? So when I'm saying to y'all guys out there, I don't want you guys to complicate this more than what it is. Let me check the phone lines real quick, everybody, before we continue this. 929, let me bring you in real quick before we continue. 929, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Dean, what's going on, my brother? How you doing?
Living in your world, man. Living in your world, brother. How can I help you, brother?
Listen, man, I'm glad that you – this is a great topic. The men she want is the men she can't have.
Yes.
Let me explain something to you. I ran into a lot of women who told me, well, I could get any man out here I want. She could get any man out here she wants. But understand this, right? Now, obviously, I don't know if you made – I've seen you got a lot of YouTube videos. I don't know if you made a video about women, not uncooperative women.
Well, no, because I don't care about – see, the reason I don't talk about uncooperative women, because men create uncooperative women. Just because she's uncooperative when you first meet her, you must train her to your specifications. So I don't believe in an uncooperative woman. I believe in a woman that's going to get the fuck out of my life if she doesn't cooperate. That's all. So I don't even talk on that shit, because that hurts
Dean,
the guy.
You know, yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, brother. What's up?
Yeah, let me tell you. I'm glad you said that, because a lot of times, a lot of these women, right, What they do is that when they run into a guy that they really want, well, I would, let me say an alpha male or a guy who's really attractive. These women don't want to follow their lead, don't want to listen to them, don't want to do what they say. So that's the main reason why they can't get the man that they want. Can you kind of agree on that? Obviously,
well,
you know better than I do.
Well, no. Okay. Well, I'm about to talk about that. It's because it's so many layers to why things happen. So I got to get it. So why don't we do this? Give me about 15 minutes. Let me run my cake ass mouth for 15 minutes and then call back where you get a little understanding of what your question is, because I'm kind of roll into that. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So just hit me back and wait, well, let me grab 908, but thank you, 929. Just stay right there, 929, because I'll keep you in the queue, but let me talk about it and I'll bring you back in. But let me grab 908 real quick while I do it. 908, can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, what's going on? I'm going to make it real quick for you, man. I tuned into the Fire, that Fire on Netflix. Oh,
yes, sir.
Man, Steve, hats off to you, my brother.
No. I want you to say thank you. You did. Listen, it's you trusting me.
Brother.
So don't thank me. I thank you for trusting me enough to see how deep that shit is. Isn't it beautiful?
Man, you start cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Right. Everybody listening, 15 minutes, just do it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And that's it, man. Just throw me back in.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, brother.
It's a beautiful thing when you do it. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. Good. That's beautiful. I'm glad you follow. A lot of guys don't even follow the directions. All right, gentlemen, let's get into the show and everything. Y'all got a question, y'all. If I'm going too fast, gentlemen, please go ahead and make sure you put a cue or tell me to slow down. Or if I'm saying something you don't understand, please let me know, because I will slow it down for you guys out here. But now I'm going to explain to you why we got to talk about the man she doesn't want, because you want too much of somebody who is not ready to give anything to you, versus a man who doesn't expect anything, and then she will give everything to that man. But we've got to talk about the why, okay? We've got to talk about the why. And if you want to know what he's talking about, I always tell you guys out there that every night, go to Netflix, look up Fireplace, turn out all the lights and look into the fire and just think about your day and think about what you did and think about what you did wrong. It's called the film room. Go back in your day, but just relax, look into the fire, and just not necessarily meditate, but think about what you did right today versus what you did wrong and start making the adjustments. That's what it's about, the fire. Yeah, the fire is on Netflix. Just look up Fireplace on Netflix. It's on Netflix. Or you can look on YouTube, and they'll show you fire. But I always want y'all to look into the fire at the end of the day and just look at it and relax yourself. Turn everything off. Silence everything. Let the fire cook and look into the fire and just ponder what happened today. Not necessarily life, but what happened today. All right, so let me get into this, guys, real quick. And you got questions, I got you. So let's explain something that's going on with women. So many guys always used to tell the PUAs and stuff that you can have one-night lays and one-night stands with women, and most of you guys don't understand the mindset that comes along with a woman to where when you are trying to fuck her, when you first meet her, you already fail. And I'm going to explain that. Now, listen, I am not here to shame you for wanting to fuck. But if all you want to do is fuck, you have already lost because of what I'm about to show you. Because you do not understand that just like you have thoughts with your mind, she does too. And there are things that when you are trying to push her towards something versus allowing her to go towards that herself, it's two totally different things. You see, a man is not going to force a woman to fuck. A man is not going to bully, try to prove, or try to worship to get a piece of pussy. He's not going to do that. He's going to show her all the things that he's about that will draw her in to want to do it, because every choice that has to be made, gentlemen, cannot be a forced choice. What I mean is you can't beg your way into this shit, barter your way into this shit, or try to manipulate her into this. What you want to do is you want her to make the decision based off of the fact that she can't have you. She should not be able to get, for some reason, I think, what's old boy name in the game Kings that that's always saying Dick is a gift. Dick is a gift. And it is a gift that a man gives a woman, and it's the same gift that a man. Y'all haven't even ever been able to take your dick off the table to punish a woman. Not only are you not getting my time, you don't get the dick. But see, y'all don't think that way because you don't see game for what it is. You are offering dick to somebody who has not even shown that she is even worthy. Boss Mac, thank you. Yeah, Boss Mac, Boss Mac Podcast always tells you dick is a gift. He is right. But when you know dick is a gift and you just ain't thirsty, why does she give it to us faster than one who has tried weeks to get it? Some of you thirsty ass motherfuckers, we can meet the same woman. You want to fuck that night. I don't want to fuck that night. But why would I be fucking that night and you going to go home with a soft dick that night? Because I'm not thirsty. I'm an adventure. I'm different. I am things that she doesn't even know about yet because she's never met a motherfucker like me. So I already know the pussy is mine when we start talking by the way I talk to her, how I talk to her. I'm already fucking her by the way I'm talking to her because I'm not asking where she does for a living. And I'm not asking what college she went to. And I'm not asking what she – I'm not doing any of that cake-ass shit. I want y'all to see is the why. Let me show y'all this real quick, gentlemen. The phone lines are good. Let me show y'all something. I want y'all to see this right quick. When it comes to the woman, these are the layers one must get through even to even ever have a thought of wanting to fuck you. When you first meet a woman, her beliefs, her judgments, her morals, her value, and the fact that she doesn't even trust you yet. So why do you guys think that you can go and just say some goofy shit to a woman that has layered? This is thought. This is not her clothes. This is not her makeup and lipstick and bras. This is her thought. And what most of you don't even see in that thought is why she doubles down and protects the thought. Because you're trying to persuade her to just throw years of morals, values, and just years of that shit. Every woman you meet, years of her past. Her past has defined what you see right now. But because y'all watch a lot of these dumb motherfuckers on YouTube, you automatically think that just because I'm sweet on her, that she's supposed to give me some pussy. You're not supposed to find, J-Dog, you're not supposed to find those things out. Take your time with the puzzle, man. Take your time with it. Don't rush it. But listen to what I'm saying. The reason that why she doesn't want most of you is because she can have you anytime she wants. What fucking fun is that? What fun or excitement does she get when she can snap her fingers and you'll drive her around? She can snap her fingers, you'll put up her Christmas or Halloween lights. She'll snap her fingers and you'll go ahead and take her to dinner. She'll snap her fingers, you go fix something. She'll snap her fingers, you go over her house and let her cry on your fucking shoulder. What fucking fun is that? Don't, I keep telling you, these women are smart. These women are fucking smart. And they're smart enough to play dumb. And they're also smart enough to get what it is they want from you. Because they know you don't have anything on the back end, and that's why they don't want to fuck with you. Why does she want a man who doesn't know sexuality? Why would she want a man who can't make her pussy wet? Why would she want a man that's boring as fuck on the back end? Why would she want you? Why would she want you? And this is no knock on you because you, listen, remember the things you don't know, and this is I'm trying to show you. You don't understand that why they double down on their thoughts. They double down on it. Because all you're trying to do is persuade her at the end of the day. And I hate to say this shit. God damn it, I hate saying this shit. But you don't think she's got a warrior too that protects her heart, that it protects her emotions, that protects her fucking feelings? You think you just can just come up and say, hey, beautiful, let's go back to my place, and she's supposed to say yes? She knows all your attempts are wrapped up into how you think about yourself. Women do not like to be persuaded to do things. Because every sexual thought and every sexual decision that they make comes with a bunch of questions that she's got to ask herself. Can I trust him? Is he going to respect my religion, my morals, my values? Is he going to fucking respect me at the end of the day? Because if he is wanting to, if he is asking me, the woman, to go to his place right now and he knows nothing about me, what did I do to make him think or make him see, or what did I say or what did I do to make this man feel like I'm a fucking whore? Now, please, gentlemen, understand this. Women love to be whores. But when you make them feel like a whore, it's a whole different ball game. Women love, when they are sexually safe, they love to do nasty shit. But a woman is not going to do anything nasty to somebody who makes her feel like a fucking whore. Dirt under your shoe. But the question she's asking is, what did I do? Smile? I said hello? What did I say to give you an indication that I'm a fucking piece of trash? And y'all don't even think on that shit. And that's why, you know what they say? I'm bringing in 336. Well, if you think I'm a piece of trash, let's play. Let's play the game called I'm gonna get you for all your fucking resources, and you ain't gonna get no pussy. Because if you're gonna make me feel like a bitch, then I'm gonna make you feel like a bitch back. And then that's when she's running game on you. That's when she flips the coin. We'll talk on that in a second. Let me grab this phone call. 336, how can I help you, sir? What's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up, boss man? How you doing?
Living in your world. What's good, man? How can I help you?
I'm doing good. So I'm calling in on no funny shit, but I just need a little advice. Like, I always hear you talk, and you just seem like you just know what you're talking about. So long story short.
I know what I'm talking about. I've been around a little bit today. Yeah, well, what's your question? What's up?
Yeah. Okay, so Ben, I definitely feel you on the whole, like, no homo or no sexuality shit, because I'm not embarrassed to say this. But
no, it's okay. What's your question? Don't worry about it. Just ask your question. What's your question? What's up?
Oh, no, never. Okay, so basically, I kind of discovered who I was when I was around 17. And so, like, I got older, I used to be afraid. As I was younger, I used to be afraid that I got pussy and I was scared, you know what I'm saying, on some simp shit. Like, I got it, but I just wasn't as gangster as the other dudes because I didn't grow up like that. But, you know what I mean, my pops always taught me, keep God first, get pussy second, you know what I'm saying, get a girlfriend and shit. So I used to feel like, well,
Okay, you're doing it now. You're doing it again. What's the question? It's okay. No, don't worry. It's okay. Sometimes we want to talk versus ask the question, because the faster you ask the question, the faster we help you. And if I need more backstory, I will ask. I promise you. So what's your question, brother? How can you
bet it all?
What's up?
My question is, I think that I've always been afraid to admit that I was straight. And so since I've been like maybe 20 or 19, I'm like this closet straight dude because no matter how many girls I would hit, I would still get called gay. If you go to church, you're gay. If you hit a white girl, you're gay. If you like a fat girl, you're gay.
Okay, but brother, you're doing it again. What is the question you're asking? I don't understand what's the question?
Oh, my question is, do you think that I need to tell girls, like, you know, about, like, you know, me being abused growing up, or do I keep it silent because
why would you tell girls about you being, okay. Are you saying that you meet a woman, you want to tell her about your sorry life of being abused or something? What is it that you, is that the question?
No, not that. Should a guy that used to dabble with men when he was a kid tell his girl? Because, for instance, right, and this is
well,
no disrespect.
Sir. Listen, this is a man's space, number one.
That's why I called in.
Okay, listen, what I'm saying is, listen, what I say for you, young man, is that whatever you feel comfortable with doing, you do. Don't question yourself.
No.
Just do it as you want to do.
Absolutely. But I was calling in because people will make you feel bad for liking women to get pussy.
Okay, here's the problem. You're asking me what 2 + 2 is. I'm giving you your 4, and yet you want to keep talking about it. As a man, stand on what you want to do and just do it, brother. Fuck what people say. I'm not here to hear stories of what humans think about other humans. That's not my job. My job is to answer your question.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what you got to do here, young man, is you've got to figure out what you want to tell the individual. It's up to you. But make sure that you do go to the clinic and make sure you don't have any types of diseases or anything before you talk to a woman. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, okay? So that's all I'm saying.
No.
So,
right. No, absolutely. And I was just coming in because I see that, because it's like no one wants this. Like, no one wants that shit. And I love that you preach to other guys, so I hear other guys being afraid to admit, like, they like girls and shit. And I'm going, like, don't ever let no one make you feel like that.
Listen. You like what you like what you like. That's none of my business what you like. My business is telling you how to think for yourself. I'm telling you to do what it is you want to do and just stand on it, young man. That's all I'm saying, okay? That's how easy
absolutely.
It is. Not, okay. Just stand on it, okay? Just be proud of who you are and stand on what you are, okay, my brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Well, you have a good one, man, and thanks for the call, brother. Thank you very much, all right? Stand up, man. Eric Code 813, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you? Yes, sir.
All right. I wanted to ask you what your thoughts were on meditation and if you think it's a beneficial practice in life.
What are you meditating to or for? What are you meditating to or for?
I meditate to find my peace.
What is your peace? Tell me about that. What is your
peace?
I
find peace and reassurance of myself and to find
what are you meditating for?
It helps me see things more clearly.
No,
it
helps you
declog
see
my
what
brain
you,
like
well, it, well, are you actually declogging your brain or are you going in a circle with yourself? Okay, of course. Without proper guidance from someone who knows more game than you, you're just going in a circle. There's no evolving when you're closing your eyes and just, I don't know, are you humming or what are you doing to meditate?
Focusing on my breath.
Okay, but how's your breath going to help you text a woman? How is focusing on your breath going to put flavor in her eyes and flavor in her ears? How is your breath going to teach you how to put your beard in? How's that going to help you?
Mm-hmm. I do meditate on the things that I learned.
Yeah, but
how
is focusing on your breath going to put a woman in her fucking place when she disrespects you? How is focusing your breath going
to
do that?
Oh, no, that had nothing to do with a woman.
Yeah, but okay, but there's a reason why you're meditating, because is there a confidence? What is the reason why you're doing this?
I feel I have a lot of things going on in my brain at once, and I think meditation helps me find my single-mindedness, and it helps me communicate with myself more clearly.
Okay, well, if that's what you want to do, do it. I can't stop. I don't know what you want me to tell you on that. If that's what you want to do, do it. I don't.
No. It was my question is whether you think it's a beneficial practice and whether you think it's a healthy thing.
Well, because you're okay. All right, you're doing what you're doing is what I call surface dwelling. Okay, it is you're doing things. You think you're doing things internally, but you're doing them really above the surface. Because you're focused on breathing, like breathing comes out of you, right? Breathing comes out of you, right? Now, of course, you can breathe in and breathe out, but you're breathing in, breathing out. Can you tell me about your scribe, your marketing team, your warrior? Can you tell me about those things while you're meditating?
No, hold on, my bad. I was speaking to my mother. What'd you say?
Can you tell me about your warrior, your scribe, your marketing team, your guide? Can you tell me about those things while you're meditating?
What is a scribe?
Well, that's my whole point. See, that's the whole point. See, you're what you're doing is you're meditating to try to find you, but you don't even know you to find to even work. Your scribe, your government, your fucking warrior. Your mental gym. These are the things that you need to be more in tune and in touch with, because no matter how much you close your eyes and know how much you breathe in and out and go, ah-oom, and all this other shit, you got to wake the fuck up and go out to the real world.
Yeah.
So
if meditation is not the help to that, what would be?
It's the oneness with yourself. It's the oneness with yourself. Listen, if you feel like you got to meditate, do it. I'm not here to tell you to stop meditating, but if you don't know you and know these parts of you that you have shunned away, then you're always going to do the same things over and over again. You've got to be able to be one with yourself to bring all those things that got you to the egg back into the castle in your head. But what you have done somewhere when you were young is that you started giving up on those things. Everything that got you to the egg was already installed. But there was something that happened in your life. You just gave up on yourself. And when you gave up on yourself, you gave up on all these little parts, the scribe, your marketing team, your mental gym, your warrior, your drug lab, your culinary school. You gave up on all these things, and you just said, fuck you guys. I'm just going to fucking not do whatever it is I didn't want to do, because I'm going to stop believing in myself. But now all you're doing is going, ah-oom, but the ah-ooms is not going to bring them back together. You got to bring back those things together. But if you feel that you need to meditate, I'm not here to stop you from meditating. That's not what I'm saying. I just don't know what it does for you. What does it do for you? Like, you know, I just, if you feel that you got to close your eyes and go, or whatever, and then do it. I don't know what you want me to tell you, but I wouldn't do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm
okay.
I'm not saying you don't do it. I'm just saying I wouldn't do that shit.
Yeah, okay, understandable. So to find these missing parts of myself that I once had, what do I need to do to tap?
Well, again, you must begin to tap back into yourself in a way that you haven't below the surface. You've got to, okay, think of it that there were things that you trusted. Then all of a sudden, not only did you stop trusting those things, damn near friend zone those things and just shunned all those things. All those things that can talk to you in certain moments in your life, there are parts inside of your mind that should be able to talk to you when you're in a certain moment that can guide you without worry, fear, blame, or anything like that when you stand on your square. I mean, you don't even have a square. You don't even know what that is. So that's what I'm saying. So you just got to learn that stuff. You see what I'm saying? These are things you got to learn. A lot of guys, like they will go and have meditation, or they'll go in the woods with a bunch of other guys and scream and yell and chop down trees. And as soon as they get in their car and go home, they're right back to who the fuck they were, and they scratching their head, wondering why, like why am I still the same guy? And like what was your New Year's resolution you had 2 years ago? You remember it?
I stopped doing New Year's. I was a nuisance when I was like 12.
Okay. All right. Well.
Because I just try to be better every day. So I just
be better how? Okay, but be better. Okay, you want
to
be okay, but be better how? How are you better every day?
Better every day by being more consistent in what I feel like is what I have to do, and if that means for my business,
okay,
or that means for.
Tell me what is it that you have to do? I'm trying to get to your bottom. What is it that you have to do every day?
Well, I work out every day.
Okay, but wait, what does that have to do? You've already failed again. Because you feel that working, how is you working out and getting a layer of muscle going to tap into your mindset? Please explain that. And I'm not saying don't work out to work out. Work out. I'm glad you're working out, but what is a layer, how is a layer of muscle going to help you mentally? What is that going to do?
Well, for mental clarity, I think it helps me with my mental clarity.
What happens when you're 65 years old and you can't lift weights anymore because your back is hurting and all that? You can't work out anymore as much. So then what happens to you then?
I would have gained life experiences throughout the years, hopefully.
My life experiences change.
Well,
hopefully.
No.
Yeah, but you say hopefully. Men don't speak that way. See, again, how's your meditation got you talking like hopefully? See, bad meditation. Like, listen to your language. I'm not trying to knock you, young man. I think it's a great question. But I'm just trying to.
No, I get you.
All right, yeah, because listen to you. Hopefully. Men don't talk that way. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. It's fuck hopefully you do it. It's not
a try,
no that I will do.
Yeah, it ain't hopefully to it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't lift the weight.
I have to find a mentor.
Well, yes, absolutely. You've got to find a mentor. You've got to find someone that can push you beyond your limit. Not saying your limit is bad, but
because
your limit is your limitation. And you don't see that because you are the prisoner and the warrior of your life right now. So you're not going beyond your limitation.
Okay.
So that's why you need a motherfucker that can push you beyond that limitation to let you begin to see things. Yeah, but what's up?
A further question to add on that would be, do you not believe that going within yourself to find yourself, to understand yourself better is a way
what
of
do you find
trying
okay, but
to grow?
What are you finding when you don't know anything about yourself? You can't even tell me about your – tell me about your warrior.
My warrior as in what pushes me every day to be better? As in what pushes me to grow?
I just asked you about your warrior. You're asking me a question off the question. Tell me about your warrior. Like, if I asked you what 2 plus 2 is, you would tell me 4.
I wasn't 2 exactly, sir.
Well, but you should
exactly
know your warrior. Tell me about, again, if you don't, this is my whole point. This is why your limitations are your mind, because you're not being pushed beyond your thought. You must go beyond thought. You're not going beyond your thought. Your thought is your limitation.
Oh,
because the trick that the mind is making you think is that you're actually growing. That's the lie that motherfucker's doing. And that's the trickster. He wants you to think you're actually growing when you're not doing anything. You're really not even moving.
Because the mind's natural state is laziness. So by tricking itself to thinking that it's growing, it gets to stay in the same place and be comfortable.
Well, it is comfortable. You're right, because you're comfortable being comfortable, but you don't realize through that comfortability, you're limiting yourself by what you're doing. You're not going beyond your thought. Okay. When I was 9 years old, I thought I knew women and I thought I knew things, right? But it's a movie on Netflix. I always tell you, a drop of water in the ocean. I'm just one thought is a drop of water in a vast ocean. Or if we look at it, definitely a thought in a world, a universe that is infinite. You know, you're just you're one drop.
A speck on a rock that's in the infinite.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is there. But what you don't understand is that's just one speck on one rock of many specks that should be on many rocks.
Yes, in an infinite nothingness. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying.
So,
yeah, you got it. Right.
Okay. So, hold on. Let me find a way to articulate myself as best as I can.
Yeah, please do, because I got to hurry with the show, but go ahead. Please hurry up. Go ahead.
Okay. So, within my own limitations, the real way is to find somebody that knows better to just show me better.
Well, absolutely, because I have. Hey, look, I'm 50. I had to think about how old I was. I'm 50 and I know nothing. You see, I'm 50.
And you know that you know nothing. That's what
I've been in the game. Okay, I've been in the game since I was 9 years old. I'm 50 right now, and I know nothing. And the reason I know nothing is because what's in front of me is limitless. I'll never reach it. I know nothing.
Okay. I like that you said that about the nine when you thought you knew women, because it was just like, it was the same thing for me a couple of years ago. I thought that I knew women. I thought I was just like, oh, I just know what I'm getting.
My problem was my problem. That was my problem. That was my limitation.
Yes.
Because I thought I knew women. But once I realized I was limitless, it never became about women again. That was my limitation.
It became about yourself.
Right. Once I shifted that shit and made it about me, women didn't even fall on the radar.
That's why they can't even phase you anymore.
They
nothing
can never
all,
phase,
they
right,
can phase
right, nothing. Right, nothing can phase. Right, nothing can phase me because of what my the way of thinking goes beyond thought of what the average man. Y'all worry about too much shit. I don't give a fuck. But in that, I get a lot of women. I mean, women want me. Women want to be with me because of how I think. Because I'm not trying to fuck them. Because I'm so cold blooded, they got to bring that pussy to me and beg for my dick. I'm not begging for no pussy. Fuck this out of this shit.
You ain't pressed for pussy, so they press for the
I'm
dick.
Not, I'm pressed
for pussy,
I'm too pressed
nigga
for me.
Pressed for pussy.
Nah, I'm just too pressed for me. But being me is that she's got to show me that she's not a piece of pussy. She's got to be more than a piece
more
of that. Because I am not wasting my time, which is precious to me, on just a perk. Is she cooking, cleaning, folding clothes, washing dishes? What the fuck is she doing for me to get my fucking attention? I didn't say time.
Yeah.
I didn't say respect or dick. I said my fucking attention. But being this way, I draw them in because I'm not trying to draw them in. I want them to be them and allow me to take what they are and educate and elevate them to a point where, again, like if you just know, I always tell guys all the time, I just want the invite. I don't want the pussy. That's not the first thing on my mind. I always will show my hand. I want her to invite me in. That is all the fuck I want. That is all I want. Because if they fuck around and do that, it's over. It's already over. I'm just positioning myself
over,
to get the invite. Yeah, but I need the invite. I don't need anything else. I don't want anything else. I don't want to impress her. I don't want to like me, love me, be attracted to me. I don't want any of that shit. I just want the invite. Because once I'm here, I never get out. Once I'm between her ears, it's a fucking wrap. Because I have access to everything. 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 Okay?
Yes, for sure. I appreciate you, Unc. You will go for it.
Respect to you, young man. Good, hey, very good call, man. I got to grab some other calls, but young man, please call again, man. And again, I don't want to knock you on the meditation, but what do you think you would be once you learned game and was able to meditate on that shit?
I just become God. God of my mental kingdom.
Exactly. But you need a mentor to show you game. See, you have the meditate. It's like you have the car already. The game is the gas. The game is the gas that'll get that motherfucker revved up and going. You just need the gas. You got the car because how you meditate is fine, but you're not meditating on the level of game. You're meditating on the car. Okay. But we got to get you meditated on once you get in that car can go on a dirt road, grass, hard road. Hell, that dirt, that car can jump off a ramp and float in the air. I mean, it's what I'm saying is the car can go. See, you are just in the car that's standing still. You need gas to move that car to realize that that car can go more places than just where it's at right now. That's what I'm saying. Okay, young man?
Yeah, and that actually helped me. That helped me realize something as to why there was a point where I stopped because I felt like I was at. I couldn't go any further. I felt like my meditation wasn't really achieving any more than I was.
Right, because that's you reached your limitation. And see, what I was lucky to know at nine that I didn't know I was limitless. I didn't know until I learned that I will never be a man. To me until I die, because that's the day I stop growing. I will never be happy and complacent and because I could stop right now and be happy, but I would die inside because my mind can't die like
or deteriorate.
This. Well, yeah, of course, because I'm too busy working. My mind is moving at such an accelerated rate. And if you follow me, like I say, I'm about to tell the guys I'm going to do something around 4 or 3 in the morning while y'all sleeping. Y'all say, well, goddamn, Steve, when do you sleep? Motherfuckers like me, I'm the night, motherfucker. I cannot do it. I'm always on. I'm always moving. I'm always thinking. I'm always elevating myself. But through my elevation will force the woman to realize she can't have me. She can never
have. And that's what makes her want it even more.
Right. She can have a part of me, but she cannot have me. But having a part of me, it's just like that. You watch Power.
That crumb is enough.
Wait, you watch Power with Tommy Force? You watch Power or no? You don't watch Power?
No, I ain't watch Power.
Okay. No, well, if you watch the new one, there's a new synthetic drug that's stronger than anything out on the street. Anything. Mm-hmm. It will give you a rush higher than cocaine, methamphetamines, all that. It's a high, right? That's what my part of me can give them. But through that part, they will fall in love with it. They'll become addicted to it, and they will need it again.
And they can't let go.
They will never be able to let go. That's why I always tell them, and they think I'm joking, you don't want to be with a motherfucker like me. Oh, I control you. I can do okay, then they all fucked up. Hey, I will be around when you have a new guy. I will be around when you get engaged. I'll be around still when you move in with a guy. I'll be around when you get married. I'll even be around on the honeymoon because I do get the phone calls by the end of honeymoon crying because they wish I was the motherfucker on the honeymoon with them. So, and I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just trying to say that this is what it's like when you're one, truly one with yourself. Not saying you're one with yourself, but truly being one with yourself. Because pussy is not my God. I don't need pussy to live. A woman has nothing to do with me. She is a fucking perk that as I'm going on my journey, she can come along if she wants to, get on the bus and enjoy me, smoke me like a drug, snort me like cocaine, let me be COVID-19 on her motherfucking ass, whatever it is. And when you want to go, hey, look, where's my candle? Let me see. Where's my mother again? Hold on. Is it?
Here you go. Wait.
I always tell you, this is why I always tell them, when you want to go, I always leave them with a consolation prize, and it is a candle. And you know what I tell them? I'm a light your candle, and I'll put this motherfucker on my windowsill. So when you're ready to bring your ass back home, you just follow the light, and you can come back home. And when you come back home, I'm not going to laugh at you. I'll be all right, because you will always have a home with me. That's why I put a candle in the window, because that's how bad I am. Because I know those motherfuckers can't do it. Shit, come the fuck on. But anyway, Carl, I got to grab these other calls and stuff. But if you have another question, please ask her.
The last thought is you're never born knowing anything. You always need somebody to teach you. That's why you always need a mentor.
So right. You always need a mentor. That's what I'm saying. Listen, I'm an old-ass man, but you know what? When I'm with my mentor,
you're 25. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, I'm black don't crack type shit. But anyway, no, I'm just fucking with you. But no, I'm just saying that. I appreciate that. No, I'm just saying that. That I have a mentor. Mm-hmm. And I know nothing. Every time I think I know, something, I learn something new every fucking day.
You just got to shut the fuck up and listen to
them. Yeah, and when you learn it and when you see it, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's y'all worried about women and you just don't see what you should be seeing right now. Because when you see it, but last thing, always remember, 850, I got you in 714 real quick. Always remember, young man, rule of the game, of the bigger game, is that you are not supposed to know this kind of information. It's only for a few because economy is more important than what we are learning. So we must make sure that there is a balance that goes on. Only a few can get in. Everybody else will go towards the economy. The economy must keep running no matter what. And I don't want to get into those details, but I'm just saying, economy must run. We are a small group, and that's how we have to keep it, just small and quiet. You don't need to be large. You don't need to be the number one. We are small and a quiet group of motherfuckers, but we going to fuck everything. We get all the fucking, and without caking. It's rules to the game, brother. Okay. All right, respect to you, young man. So if you ever got questions,
you
call back. All right, thank you, brother. 850. I'm going to bring you in 1 second. Let's take a Tyler moment. Oh, Tyler's probably getting in my ass saying, Steve, why don't you play this? And also, guys, I know y'all have questions, but let me go ahead and play Tyler real quick. Everybody, let's give y'all a Tyler moment here. Goddamn, Tyler, I'm going to just play 30 seconds of this. Here we go.
My problem is if I can sit on top of you, then I would feel like I understand it can happen.
So,
you know, you can like it, but I liked it too.
You liked it too.
I did.
Even.
I don't.
Yeah.
And I want you to be on me, and I want it to be rough.
You want it to be rough?
Yeah. I want it to be rough.
Let me stop right there. That's the same woman when she meets you service dwellers. Oh, I'm not that kind of girl. I've got values and morals, and I go to church every Sunday, and I don't find it good. That same woman you hear right now with Tyler, when she's around you service dwellers, she's going to be a whole different person because you're not going to be able to do it until you do it. Let me bring in 850 real quick, and then we get to 714. 850, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Yo, what's going on, Steve?
Kid, what's good? What y'all can help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, you kind of right about what you're talking about. You know, like, you kind of got to approach women as if they're not, you know, something that, you know, like, you got to approach them as if you don't want pussy, you know. Or
But what you don't understand is, you can act like you don't want pussy, but they can read you. When I tell you I'm not trying to fuck them on a physical because I'm fucking them on a mental. Okay, so I don't understand.
What I was trying to say is something you said tonight kind of really gave me a realization because like I used to be doing the PUA thing, and I used to play that kind of game where I was like trying to not get it, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. They fucked you over.
That worked for a certain amount of time, but like if you're not real about it and you're not just trying to like, you know, get into their head, you know, like you're supposed to, and you know, show them that you're actually a great man, you know, it really doesn't work long term or it doesn't really work consistently.
Yes, sir.
That's all I was trying to say. That's
okay,
all.
Yeah, but
I didn't really have a question.
Yeah, I'm so sad that you got in those cults, man. I'm glad. Hopefully you're out of that shit, man. Hopefully you're out of that shit. But,
Yeah. I'm getting there. Like, I'm messing with one right now where it's kind of on that level, you know.
But you're messing with one? You're messing with a chick right now?
Yeah.
All right.
But I ain't trying to spend too much time with it.
Have you named the pussy yet?
If I gotten it? Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so you ain't fucked her yet? You haven't fucked her?
Have you
named the pussy yet?
Have I named it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I needed to name it.
this is my point. I'm saying
no,
this is
I'm
just trying to show you how deep game is. Y'all surface dwell.
Uh-huh.
You didn't even name it. It just shows the level of lack of sexual knowledge that y'all have. How do you not name it? How do you not call your girl up and talk to her and the pussy at the same time?
Actually, I do. I mean, like, I don't call it a name. I didn't know that I was part of a game, but like,
you gotta name that shit, man. All right, P-Way.
Nah, but
all right, well, I gotta grab this other call, but I appreciate it, man. But
all
yeah, just thank
you. It was good talking to you, man.
All right, thank you, brother.
Have a good
respect
one.
Respect you, brother.
All right,
thank you, oh my gosh. All right, before we get to our resident drugging, as we continue the show, let me go ahead and play some more Tyler real quick. Here we go. Here we go. Hold on. Let me see. Let me play this shit. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Shit.
Kind of rough, Jamie.
Just, like, come in me. Like, do it.
Come in you?
Yeah. Like, hard.
Yeah.
Like, just go. Just go.
Yeah.
Go. Just go.
Just kind of use you like your
Just go. Just go. And then I want to turn around, and then I want you to do it from behind.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I want you to do it from yeah, yeah. I want you to flip me around.
Just kind of flip you around?
I want you to flip me around, and then do it.
Because, you know, if I do that.
But see, this is why y'all don't understand. I'm trying to show y'all game here. See, a lot of y'all guys actually believe women don't talk this way. Or women are wholesome and all this other stuff. Women are nasty as fuck, but they're not going to give that part away to an individual who doesn't know themselves to be able to push them beyond their thoughts. Let me bring in our resident druggie real quick before we answer some of y'all questions. What you got, man? What's up?
Hey, Steve. How you doing today? Anyway, I just smoked a nice bowl. I'm stoned, and I came up with this idea for the surface dwellers. I want to run it by you. What do you think of this idea? That all the surface dwellers, and even kings too, they should spend, in my opinion, and I try to do it, at least roughly 30 minutes a day with no cells, no computers, no contact with anybody, just either in their car or their house or whatever, a room by themselves, no distractions, just 30 minutes with them by themselves and their own thoughts and not reading, nothing. Maybe if they have to write, they write. But what do you think of that, Steve? I want your opinion on just that.
I like where you're going with that, but why do you think I want them to have distraction?
Well, I'm saying just for 30 minutes, no distractions. Just for 30. Because you're going to have distractions. Yeah, okay.
No, I want you to listen to me.
Okay.
Why do you think I want them to have distraction?
Well, they should have distractions so they know how to deal with distractions, but if they do... They should have distractions for 20. Yeah. Okay,
not how to deal with distraction, but to be able to close distraction off and focus. See, as they look at women or they want to, they surface dwellers approach women and not put their beard
yes.
The distraction right. is what the mind is telling them how they're about to fuck up or what do you say? Or should you say this? Oh, my God, she's so pretty. And they don't know focus. That's why I tell them to do the puzzles when they're doing
right.
them. Listen, if there's music playing, do them. If the TV's on, do them. If their friends are around, do them. Why? Because that outside noise is very important because of the oneness that I'm trying to get them to connect with the voice to themselves. See, when they begin to communicate with themselves, the distractions go away, but they need the distractions because they need to think even in tough times or when their mind is telling them all this stuff, they need to have one thought. But you're not going to be able to have that one thought if you're – see, okay, it's what mom has done to a lot of these boys, right? Protect them from the outside world, right? For, you know, I'm going to protect you. I won't tell you about the bad shit that's out there. You know, everything's sunshine and rainbows. And then when they go outside and they see shit ain't like mom is, they can't cope with it, right? So
yeah, they call it helicopter parenting, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if I tell them to get rid of the distractions, I'm doing exactly what their mothers are doing. Because what I'm saying is, I'm taking away a truth that is out there. There's going to be chaos. There's going to be distraction.
Right.
There's going to be all these things going on, but you must learn how to be one with yourself through the distractions. And here's the beautiful thing.
But Steve, in order to do that, though, let me ask you this. Before they can conquer that, don't they have to learn to be one with themselves without the distractions first?
Okay, but see, through distractions, they're learning the silence. You don't need silence to learn silent. See, if you're going silent to learn silence, you already lost, because that's mom protecting you from distraction and noise. But
true.
Listen.
Go ahead.
But what if, even in distraction, there can be silence? Without getting rid of the distraction. The distraction is there. But without going, see, if you're saying let's go find silence, then we're doing a disservice, because the expectation of the mind is going to be one, that the world has to be silent in order for one to think, right?
Okay. But Steve, I probably described it wrong. When I meant silence, I don't mean silence like meditating. I meant just be by themselves for 30 minutes where they can think about themselves, whether their grind or their future. In other words, just 30 minutes of their thoughts by themselves.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say. Okay, listen. When you're outside and you see a woman, you can't say, hey, everybody, can y'all just give me 30 fucking minutes, please? Can y'all just, hey, airplane, stop flying. Hey, cars, you stop driving. People, y'all be quiet. Give me 30 seconds of silence so I can think about what I need to do. You see, that's not the right way to do it. See, see what you're saying.
Right.
It's close to what I'm saying, but you're off in another neighborhood. I'm trying to bring you back on the street. I'm saying that I'm trying to get them to have the silence even around distraction. Because if he trains himself on 30 minutes a day with silence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's one with himself. What do you think the expectation is going to be when he's outside of the club and he sees a woman? He's gonna run back to the thing he trained himself on. He's going to need the silence in order to think. He's going to need all the distractions to shut down to be one with himself. What I'm saying is accept the distractions. Be one with yourself where you can silence the distractions. Remember, I always tell them about turning on the light switch. You hear me all the time.
Yep.
Tell them to turn the switch on, right? Well, because that's part of, even though things are going on, he can still turn the light switch off. You know,
Before you toss me back in, check this analogy out that I have. What you're saying is, if you're going to be a warrior and a real soldier, you're going to learn better when you're in battle with an actual fight than if you're at a fucking shooting range, right? Is that what you're saying, more or less, kind of the analogy?
No, because you're always in a battle here. It's not the boom, boom, cowboys and Indian battle that outside of you. There is an internal battle with your mind that's trying to control the one thing it doesn't want to give up. It doesn't want to give up control when it comes to women. It's an internal
battle. Now, don't you agree that with the surface dweller and even the non-surface dwellers, but especially the surface dwellers, their minds are their worst enemies? Wouldn't you agree with that?
I agree, and that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the mind is your worst enemy. He's not your friend.
Yep.
But he poses to be your friend in 99% of your life, where you begin to trust him because he's the one that helps you find your car keys. He's the one that helps you find the remote control. He's the one that finds you a better route when you go to work. He wins your trust over. Then you trust him when you see a woman, when he tells you you're not good enough or she's too fucking pretty. You start to listen to that motherfucker. And that motherfucker ain't trying to do that for you. He's like, fuck you. I don't want you to think. Nobody, listen, remember, the world and a lot of these YouTubers don't want the average man to think. They nope. want to keep them on the plantation, so to speak. I don't want you to think, because if you start to think, then you're going to think about escaping. Because when you start to think, you'll realize that you're a free thinker and you have your own thoughts that you don't see. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I'm trying to show these guys that they have not even met their thoughts. They haven't met their thoughts. They have a library of free thoughts that is all theirs and only theirs. But they haven't even accessed that because no one's ever told them that they have that. They've just been going around thinking, wait for somebody to tell me about hypergamy and female nature and all this other stupid shit so I can think like them but not think like me. And the more you want to think like them, who are you pushing away? You're pushing away the scribe. You're pushing away the marketing team. You're pushing away the warrior because you're saying, fuck me and fuck my thoughts. My thoughts should be his thoughts. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes at 64, it's hard for me to relate to some of these 20-year-old attitudes because it's a lot different than when I was growing up or you were growing up, you know? But one more last thing.
90, it doesn't matter what these motherfuckers, fuck their thoughts. I don't care what people think. I don't care. My job
No,
is
I don't care either. I don't care either.
I'm saying my job is to help those that want to listen to learn how to think for themselves. And if you don't what's up?
One more quick thing, though. When you talk about puzzles, I was big on puzzles. I started with the 150 pieces, 100 pieces, worked up to 1,000, 5,000 pieces, did the border, filled it in. And you know what? You're absolutely right. That helps you to just learn how to think and how to piece things together. So, yeah, puzzle. And also, I think playing chess is another good thing, too. I think playing chess is a good thing for guys to learn. What do you agree there before you toss me back in?
No, I agree on that. But what I'm saying is in order to play chess, somebody's got to really, like, learn that shit. It's a lot of learning. So I don't want to complicate it. That's why I go to puzzle. Because it's something simple they can grab, something simple they can dump on the table, they can rip the box up, and they can simply begin the process versus, well, let me get a book on chess to learn what a king does and what a pawn does and what this does and what that does and what this move could do there. And that's too much thinking. I just want them to – I don't want to complicate game. I just want to let them see how simple it is when they get out of their own way.
I love it. Okay, Steve, can you toss your resident stoner back in?
Yes, take your stoner ass on. I'll throw you back in. Okay. Can you explain?
Right, I'm going to smoke up now. I'm going to smoke up. Talk to you later, Steve. Bye.
Right, peace. All right, let me get back to this, guys. Let me see your question. Can you explain the points we really need to focus on to bring out our warrior? Well, it's not necessarily bringing out your warrior, young man. It's really having the courage to create one to have a standard. See, you cannot create a warrior if you don't have the standard in which you want the warrior to operate in. See, when you actually have a warrior, his job is to go and get women. His job is to expand your thought. It is expand the realm, to expand what your thoughts are, to keep going as far as he can, but at the same time, the kingdom. Will not allow disrespect to come into the kingdom. Will not allow motherfuckers to talk crazy to you and shit in the kingdom. So it's a little bit deep. Let me grab this other question because I want to continue with the show. You're asking, you play guitar as well. Is there a good way to use my advantage when it comes to the game? Yes. Yes. Let me, hey, guys, when I used to do bachelorette parties. I used to do bachelorette parties. Oh, I got one of my dogs that lift muscles and shit, big cock diesel motherfucker, and I was doing the poetry. So we would call poetry in motion. And what we would do is that we would have the strobe lights, fog lights, bubble machine, have music. And what we would do is we would create a live concert in that motherfucker. But what we do is that we would I would grab the baddest ones and even the bride to be. I'd bring like five women upstairs, give them oil in their hands. The lights would be off. My boy would be in there butt ass naked. And I would have those women go in there in the darkness and feel they would suck his dick, all that shit they were doing to him. But they would go oil his ass down and then go back downstairs and hype all the other women up. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because I sometimes, even as a whore, I would always use some of my equipment to give another experience to a woman. You know, some women have never experienced what it is like to be fucking with bubbles on her ass and shit like that. So what I'm saying as far as the guitar goes is that what I would do is you could use your fingers to, why don't you let her know while you're with her that, you know, you love playing guitar, but instead of playing a guitar, why not play her body as a guitar and strum her the way you would a guitar in certain areas in her body? That's how game works. But yes, definitely use that as an advantage, sir. But yeah, getting back to what I'm saying, I make sure I got all the questions lined up. If y'all got any questions, y'all want to call in. We are talking about how, but let's get back to, and I want to say thank you for the sticker and all this other stuff, okay? Yeah, oil in the hands, and they go in and rub his body, jerk him off, lick his ass, some of them did, lick his balls, suck his dick, kissing, rubbing on him, just fondling all over him. It was fucking amazing. But we'll talk more about that in the sex membership. But anyway, but what I was saying to all you guys out there, this is the thing that I'm trying to show you, is a blueprint of why you're having problems the way you're having. See, most of you guys, when you are trying to fuck a woman the first night, you're saying to her, fuck your beliefs, fuck your morals, fuck your values, fuck everything about you. I just want you to bring your fucking slutty ass over to my house so we can fuck. Now, and I didn't say that she didn't have slutty tendencies, but the only reason and way that she's going to go to your house is through the experience one has. See, the experienced man is, I'm telling you, he's not really going after the pussy the way y'all non-experienced guys are going, and yet he's the one doing all the fucking. Because what men do that have experience, they already know we fucking hear. When we're talking, we're fucking. We're just not, I have not penetrated you yet, but I know we're fucking. By the way I'm making you feel about yourself. Remember, guys, the reason she can't have me is the same reason she's going to want me. Because even though I'm not around, I'm still fucking them. I'm still, I gotta show you my favorite thing ever. I mean, I love this the most, is that if you don't have a woman thinking like this, then you are not doing it right. They when you're doing it right, gentlemen, they are thinking about you when they shouldn't be thinking about you. And then that's going to make them think about you even more, because you begin to rent space in their head. You don't have to be around them to have them think about you. It's what you say and the impact of the words, the impact of how you move. It's the impact of having the wine above your bed. It is the impact of the colored lights. It's the impact of the easel in the living room. These are the things that position you to have impact, okay? All right? And System Bruiser, I think you're in a wrong place, and I wish you the best of luck, but good luck in your endeavors, dog. But ooh, I'm sorry, I don't want to block the wrong person, but good luck, System guy. I appreciate you the most. Good luck to you, brother. Good luck. This is not the right room for you, okay? But what I'm saying to you young men out there, hey, JR, thank you. General, thank you very much. I appreciate the love, man. Appreciate that, brother. Thank you very much, sir. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that you don't understand why the woman does it. It's the resistance of feeling like shit if she were to go over your house. Listen, as I said before, and I play in the Tyler clips that you're listening to right now, that same woman you hear talking nasty, I want you to flip me over. I want you to come inside of me. I want you to be rough with me. I want you to fuck me, right? That's the same woman that's telling 99%, well, 98, because we take out the gay motherfuckers, telling 98% of you other guys out there that I'm a good girl. You've got to take me out. I don't do those things. I go to church every day, and it's not right, and I just want to get to know you a little bit better. I don't like to kiss on the first date. I don't like – that's the same woman saying that. Why? Because there's nothing in it for her to just go over your house and fuck you when there's no mental stimulation. But even through that, there is the resistance. But also what you got to see, even with those things that I'm showing you, is also a reality check that they have. See, okay, and I'm saying this for the guys that are trying to pander for pussy. Most of you guys. That's why I'm talking to you guys right now about this before we get, oh, shit, goddamn it. We got to do the dojo thing. I got you. We're going to do the creed in a second. But what I'm saying for a lot of you guys out here, most of you guys are losing because everything you're doing is you're getting blocked on a mental level. She will eat your food. She will go out with you and she will hang out with you, but she's smart enough to keep sexual distance away from you because she's not like that. She's just, you got to understand there's a protection mechanism in their head to not just want to fuck someone that's going to make them feel like shit. It's like white T cells, like protect the body from bacteria. You're the virus and her mind is protecting it from you because giving you pussy is a bad thing. Because you don't know what to do with the pussy if you got it. Because if you knew what to do with the pussy, you wouldn't be trying to get somebody over your house that fast because those that have game automatically know what you're getting into. They automatically know that. But they also know that, you know what? When I take her to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks and we have a good time at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, Or I take her to coffee or motherfucking, not coffee, wine or cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. Or if I take her for what, ice cream and we go for ice cream or fucking, ice cream or tea or coffee on the corner of your face, the pillow, your ass up in the air. We go over there and everything. Everything's fine. You want to know why? Everything is fine because I'm showing you why you should fuck me. And it throws her off because the expectation is she automatically thinks her pussy and what she looks like. Wait, let me back that up. Not what she looks like, what she's put on her head as weave, the makeup she's caking on her face, the fake eyes, the fake lashes and all that other stuff. She actually thinks that she's good enough. Well, what happens when she realizes she's not good enough? And it's not, gentlemen, it's not trying to make her feel like she's not good enough, but she's going to realize she isn't good enough when you're not trying to fuck her. You're not running behind her. You're not kissing her ass. See, the problem is the reason why she's not fucking you guys. And we'll get to the other shit on the back end, but real quick, I want to say this. Is even being with you or talking to you, it turns up the volume of insecurity and doubt that she has. You make her feel like shit. You make her feel like a slut. You make her feel like a whore. You make her feel that you make her feel even more insecure than what the fuck she is. Because of how you're treating her. But on the other side of the creed, we're going to talk about what you're going to have to start doing to change that because you can get what Tyler's getting. And if you don't know what Tyler's getting, let's continue a little bit. Let's give a little bit more before we get into the creed. Tyler, let me grab this shit right here. Let me put this right here.
Yeah. I want you to flip me around.
Just kind of flip you around?
I want you to flip me around and then do it.
Because, you know, if I do that, I'm just going to kind of grab your ass cheek very
much. Nope. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it.
And I'm going to keep going.
Are you doing it?
I'm going to keep going.
Are you doing it?
You know?
No, I'm telling you. The first is you coming me from the front.
Yeah.
No, but you can do me from behind. But what I really want is, like, the front. The front. Just go.
All right. Anyway, so we'll get to more of that. But this is what you want, but you're doing it all wrong because you're not looking at game. You're looking at sex. Let me get this last super chat right here. L Dog said, learning more than Marvin Dean standing on my square, and I see how much respect I get because I believe in my square. Believe in me. Thanks for the truth, brother. Thank you for the truth. Gentlemen, all you guys out there, all my dogs out there, please, gentlemen, let's take a moment real quick before we continue because I don't want to depress y'all. I don't want y'all to feel bad, but I just want to be honest with y'all guys to show y'all where y'all are fucking up with these women. I'm showing y'all where y'all screwing up. But gentlemen, what I want y'all to do real quick, if you can, all you guys that are listening to me, please let's just take a moment. I'm sorry, I kind of took too long and everything, but let's go into the dojo in your mind. Gentlemen, let's take a moment real quick. All my dogs listen to me. Let's take a moment real quick and just clear your thoughts, clear your mind, and just have this one conversation with you. And as I said before, you can follow and use this creed until you come up with your own creed, okay? This doesn't have to be yours, but this will be in the first page of the book. I'm just letting you know. So it will be in the first page. Here we go, guys. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself, and I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you are lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. That's the creed, gentlemen. Just want to take a moment to say that, because even though I don't want y'all to feel like I'm hard on you, but I want you guys to understand the importance of being one with yourself. And this is how you're going to win. You win when you're one with yourself. You win when you make it about yourself. You win when you don't make it about fucking. Yes, listen to me. Women love sex. Guys, I'm going to say women love sex more than we do. I know that's fucking crazy. But a lot of y'all got the same way. If women love sex more than we do, why aren't they fucking? They're just not fucking you. They're fucking. You know how many times a woman will masturbate a day? Yeah, remember I used to tell you in the late 90s, if y'all were listening to me, how when you're in traffic and you look over to your right and you see them in their car, they don't know what the fuck they doing down there. You know how many women I know play with their pussy during rush hour traffic because they're either stressing on some shit and they need to just blow that nut. They need to get that nut. You know what I mean? When they're stressing about shit, they will get that nut in that car. And there are women all around you just fucking playing with their pussy all the goddamn time. And y'all don't even know it. Y'all don't even know it. But I just want to let y'all know that, man. I just want to let y'all know, okay? But what's important that I want to talk to y'all guys about, all you guys got, please get y'all crayons out and understand how game is and things that you've got to do, okay? Things that you must do to create things for yourself. See, the thing that you've got to do is you've got to be, you know how they call some of these YouTubers influencers, right, or whatever. I want you to begin to do is influence yourself. The man that can influence himself is the same man that can influence a woman. Remember, influence has nothing to do with what I say to her. The influence comes in what I say to myself and trust what I say to myself and not be ashamed of saying what I need to say, because that's going to lead her to my next point. See, I'm using Eddie Murphy's A Thousand Words a lot, that movie, because every words and everything that you say has to not only have impact, but it's got to lead her somewhere. But the lead in why I want the invite so much is because I want to be on the same level as the dress, the purse, the shoes, and the makeup. I want to be there. That's the street I want to be on. Because if you're the man that can rid her of her insecurities, guys, she will follow you to the ends of the motherfucking earth. She will follow you to the ends of the earth when a thought of you brings a smile to her face. Why do you think I tell you when you know she's feeling bad to send her a voice message? Baby, I know you feeling bad right now, but you know what? If I was there right now, I'd make you some chicken noodle soup or whatever the fuck you give it to make her feel good. But what I want you to do is I want you to just relax yourself and get back to me when you can. That's it. Or, you know what? I'm feeling bad. Well, you know what? That's why I want you to send me a picture. But I look terrible right now. No, that's why I want you to send me a picture. because I want to see all sides of you. I just don't want to see you when you're good and you have your makeup caked on. I want to see all sides of you, just like I want to know things about you that you don't share with anybody else. You know how impactful that is? When she knows she feels like shit. But you know what? You're saying, let me see you, right? Let me see you in your natural form. Let me see you at your core. I don't want to see you all dolled the fuck up. I want to see you right now. Why? Because if I'm taking care of you right now and I'm getting you, if I'm dropping off some chicken noodle soup to your ass, I'm going to see you anyway. So let me see you right now. Because I'm not here to judge what you look like. I want to let you know it's okay to look like you are looking, and you don't have to be anything that you think I want you to be. Just be you. That's the impact. That's the impact. See, when y'all hear sick, you're like, okay, I'll talk to you later. Oh, no. I'm cramping. I'm PMSing. My back's hurt. My foot's hurt. I'm having a bad day. I got a headache. I don't feel good. That's what you, those are, see, y'all don't understand. Those are key things right there. Most of y'all motherfuckers are like, okay, well, I'll talk to you later. She ain't fucking, so I ain't going to talk to her because she's feeling bad. Brother, it's not about when she feels good. It's about when she feels bad. Because those are the moments she realizes that you're not in it for just fucking. There's something more about you. You're hanging around. No, not as your like friend and shit like that, because I'm not your fucking friend. No, I mean, I'm not your friend. Hold on, man, to itself. Can you tell me what you mean by the invite? Exactly. The invite is very simple. The invite is here. Okay, what I learned at a young age, I learned about rules of, it's like the rule of a vampire. Rule of the vampire is simply this. The rule is, and matter of fact, guys, what we'll do is, I got to look at that up. We'll try to do this tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show, we're going to go back again like I always do. Every few years, I like going back to this. We're going to go back to 1949. And we're going to show you guys that men were men back in the days, and they were you guys even back in the 1940s. Even in the 1940s, you were the same way then as you are now. It's never changed. It's never changed. Y'all always think things change. No, they're always the same. Just the years change. But anyway, basically is this, is that, see, I don't want to force my way into her mind, beg my way into her mind, or try to prove myself to get into her mind. I want her to feel sexually safe. I want her to feel comfortable enough with me where when she is comfortable enough with me, meaning this is very important. That means that she knows I don't judge her. I'm not trying to change her belief system. I'm not trying to change her morals or her values or anything like that. But then she begins to trust me. That's what I want. I want her to begin to trust me. Not because I'm trying to get her to trust me. I want her to trust me because she knows that I'm not you. That's the easiest part. That's why they do it so fast. Because they meet so many thirsty motherfuckers, it throws them off and they don't meet anybody thirsty. But she thinks we're running an angle. She thinks there's an angle. She's like, okay, well, he's trying to pretend to be this way so he can fuck me, right? I see his game, but think about it. The more she talks about me, remember, it's not what I am when I'm with her, it's when I'm not around. Remember I talked to y'all about written space in the head? See, y'all guys are giving too much free space to these women. And they're not even thinking about you. That's the worst part about it. But I want her thinking about me by the way I communicate. I showed you land, sea, air, and space. Let me just put some flavor in your ear, some flavor in your eye. That's all I'm trying to do to show you why me. You have access to me when you don't have access to me. So that means you can think about me when I'm not around. When you're masturbating, you can masturbate to me, and I'll never know. Usually they'll tell you guys after a while. They'll tell you they play the pussy to you, but that's later on. But you never know what they're doing. But all I'm doing is positioning myself to allow her to keep me in her mind, where then regardless of her belief systems, her morals, and her judgments and all this other stuff, oh, there's a loophole. That, hey, look, she can be morally sound with everybody else, but she can let herself go with me because I'm not here to judge her. I'm not here to call her a slut and a whore. I'm not here to laugh at her for her telling me some deep shit about herself. But see, y'all guys don't think that deep. All you think about is, how can I get her over to my place? How can I make her feel like a slut and a whore? How can I make her feel like dirt under my shoe? But what I'm letting you guys know is the mechanism. When you play that you're a whore game with them, they begin to play the board. They are coming to take your shit. You want to play. So you think I'm a whore? You think I'm a slut? Okay, we're going to play whore and slut. And by the time we get done, I'm going to get all your fucking finances. You ain't going to get any pussy, and I'm going to move the fuck on. And not only am I going to move the fuck on, I'll probably pass you to my girlfriend and let her get some of that shit, and I get 10% of what she get. Y'all better stop fucking with women like this, because y'all don't know the game these women know. Women know game, okay? Women know game, okay? So it's something I want y'all to think about. Guys, let me check the phone lines real quick. 813, let me bring you in. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Oh, hey, it's me again. I had another question I was going to ask. Sure. Do you think that one of the ultimate goals of being a man is fatherhood and to be the best father that you can be to your offspring?
No, that's not a goal. That's just a pat. Okay, that I don't want that to. The reason I say no, let me tell you why I say no. My job is not here to tell you to be a father or a husband. I don't have the right to do that. Mm-hmm. And I won't do that. I will do that. But what I will tell you is, as you begin to connect to who you are as a man, you're going to be so conceited, so cocky, and so arrogant that you're going to want to duplicate yourself. I'm not telling you to have kids, and I'm not telling you to get married. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that my arrogance is that I'm pointing at it right now. You might see, but the photo that you see behind me, this painting, it's a painting that you see behind me. I want my great, 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 great grandkids to say, the reason I'm the way I am is because of my great, 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 great granddaddy, Steve, who was a straight up asshole. He's the reason why I am. You ever see those movies where the old motherfuckers above the fireplace? I'm looking at a future in which, see, my arrogance is twofold. When I am lucky enough to die, I will live on with you guys through my audios and videos. In my videos, YouTubes, they'll never die. They'll always be there. I'm going to live on through my kids and my legacy and my bloodline, because my ancestors thought the same way. They knew the importance of their name, and they wanted son so he can pass the baton of knowledge to his son to create and keep the bloodline going. Why do you, when you hear those names like Winsworth and like all those fucking foofy ass names and shit like that, you want to know why?
They're powerful. Because, they hold it.
Right. They're powerful because of the name. The name made it powerful. And they pass the knowledge on of their name to somebody else. But here's the thing. See, y'all motherfuckers be giving y'all sperm away to these ain't shit bitches. The woman that gets your sperm should be one that can nurture your sons and daughters until it's time for your sons to cut the umbilical cord. To nurture your daughters and show them how to be ladies to their king. But that must start with the man first. But it's the arrogance will come where you want to push your name to a point. When I was little, all the time, I don't care how old or young I was, I can remember my daddy always saying this shit to me. You're a Williams. That's what Williamses do. I don't care if it was eating a Big Mac. This is how Williams eats a hamburger. This is how Williams opens the door. This is how Williams does this. And this is how Williams does that. You're a motherfucking Williams. I'm Ted Williams, goddammit. I'm a Williams. And this is what a Williams does. And you're a Williams, goddammit. You don't think I don't say that shit to my son and my daughters? Yeah. Shit, you goddamn right. Because I want them to know the power of the name, and you don't just give your name away to anybody who doesn't earn it. But
yeah,
I want to pass the baton of knowledge to them so they can continue my bloodline.
Your legacy.
And our dream. The legacy, yes. Because if you look at the powerful families, look at the name. Look at the name of those powerful families. That
like
goes
Hilton,
through.
Like...
All those, the name is so important. But somewhere along the way, these young boys forgot the importance of the name because they forgot the importance of the father, because they forgot the importance of themselves. And these guys will say, fuck my ancestors. And like I say before, young man, in 817, I got you. I always say to these guys out there, we all came to the Americas two different ways. You either came above the fucking boat
here
or below the motherfucking boat, period. You were brought here. And whoever was brought here below the boat had a name, and they, even though it was handed to them, they took it, they cherished it, and they had sons. And they showed their sons that you don't have to be what I am today. You can be better. But take my name. Respect my name. Take my name and go and push our names to the next generation. So we have got all that. Now we're here with YouTube, and you got these motherfuckers saying, fuck my ancestors, fuck my name, fuck my legacy, fuck my blood pill, call me Red Pill Ron, call me Hypergamy Mike, call me High Value Sam. Are you fucking serious? But that's what I'm saying. That's how deep it is. They're lost. They don't know the worth of it. The worth of their name is in another man that is not their father, is not their bloodline. Hypergamy Mike, no flap Roderick or whatever the fuck. All that shit. You see it everywhere you go.
Sounds kind of feminine.
Sounds kind of feminine because it comes from the feminine, young man. So that's what a lot of people don't want to know. But as I said before, I'm not here to tell anybody to get married. Don't get married. Fuck if you want to. I'm fine with that. It's not my place to tell you what to do and what not to do. But once you start to get it, you'll get it all right because you want another one of you. But you'll realize my sperm is not for just any motherfucking piece of pussy. My sperm has to come with somebody that can take care of this sperm and incubate whatever I have in there to be able to push that young person with morals and values of my name and the importance of my name and the importance of our name and our ancestry. Fuck everybody else, but see, they ain't there yet because all they're thinking about are pills and plates and saucers and all that stupid
and just
shit.
Just getting pussy.
And just getting pussy, and they don't care about the name because they give the dick away first. You see that? See, when you know the name, you're not getting the dick. What are you doing to get the dick? Just because you wear some tight clothes and shit, I just give you the dick, knowing that there's a percentage that I can get you pregnant, and then I'm giving you the dick. Like you find, see a lot of guys. You ever walk down the street? And you see that, like, that Willie Mammoth chick, like, she about 400 pounds, like, she could be a defensive tackle and shit. And then you see that one guy, you see that one guy pushing the stroller beside her, and he feel like, oh, man, what the fuck, I get money. You want to know what happened? Because he wanted some quick pussy. He met that woman. She went over there. He fucked. He got her pregnant. And now look at him, pushing that fucking stroller, with his head down saying, God damn, what the fuck I get myself into? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I'm just
I have another question on top of that.
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
It's a little piggyback on that. So do you think isn't a very important thing for men to find these very specific qualities in a woman that they have to, like, to find the mother of someone's children?
No.
Like,
you got it wrong.
You're
doing it again. I don't need to find the qualities of the woman. I've got to find the qualities of myself. The woman will come when she has the qualities because in order to get on my roster, you got to be roster worthy. Just because you can catch a football to play on Sundays, shit, I don't give a fuck. Just because you got ass and titties doesn't mean you can get on my roster. Everybody on the roster has a job. as something that they are very skilled in that I need, that I would like to have. Some can cook, some can clean, some can give massages, but they bring to the castle. But if you just bringing me ass and titties, get your ass the fuck on, man. I don't need you. I mean, we can fuck if you want, but you get caught on this dick. I don't think we should even do that. You want to fuck me, we can. And look, you can see whoever you want. I'll give you the perfect contract. See whoever you want, go wherever you want, do whatever you want. When you want some dick, you can let me know. That's it. And they were like, okay. Then you throw that shit on. Yeah, they go, you got to earn that shit. You got to earn everything with a man. That's why they want you so bad. Because we're against the grain of what society forces you to think to be. Oh, shit, the police. Run, motherfucker. No, I'm just playing. Remember what I'm saying? Anyway, I got another call and stuff, 813. But I'll get back at you, man.
So last thing.
Yeah.
So that's why they don't want these lame niggas, though. Because these lame niggas be so fucking quick to just give them all, you're so pretty. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, this and the third. Like, why are you just giving this to her?
But here's devil's advocate. They need those motherfuckers, though. Listen, they know we ain't taking them out to dinner. They know we ain't doing that shit. Right, we ain't doing that shit. They know we ain't. So they're smart. Look, women are smart enough. Ladies, I hate giving y'all credit right here. It's a credit moment, ladies. They're smart enough to have their roster. These women right now have rosters of chauffeurs, guys that will put up their Christmas lights, Halloween lights, motherfuckers to take them to dinner, pay their bill, buy them something. They've got banks of guys, but they don't have a man. You see what I'm saying? That's the Achilles heel. They don't have a man. They've got all
these.
They got
a bunch of humans, but they don't have no man.
They have a bunch of surface dwellers, but they don't have a man, a unicorn, like a six-leaf clover, a fucking smurf or an elf or some shit. They don't have that. But when they find that, oh, my God, the things and lengths they will go to be a part of that. Oh, man, they give it. Oh, man. They throw the pussy at you. And you don't even try to get the pussy. I ain't trying to fuck. No. How's that dick? Look, it's the same woman, but I'm a good girl. So let me go ahead and grab this other call, 813, and I'll tell you respect to you, man. I got to answer this text message right here real quick. A text message. She says I don't FaceTime people unless they're paying my phone bill. See, this is why you're food, D. This is why you came the wrong way. That bitch doesn't fucking respect you. The bitch says you're paying. See, let me tell you something. There are guys that will pay her phone bill. Then there's guys she want to fuck. Which one do you think you are? You know what you did, D? I don't know what you did because you won't tell me. Because I know you did something wrong. There was something that you did. There was something that you said to make her realize that you are a weak sucker that ain't got no fuck game. Because women, I've never had somebody say that shit to me. I wonder how that shit even feels. Follow me, try to say that. I don't FaceTime people unless they are. wait. Let me try it again. Hold on. I don't FaceTime people unless they are. Paying. I can't even say that shit. I don't even know how that shit worked, dog. How the fuck did you put yourself in a situation where she's saying that shit to you, man? The fuck? Paying? Brother, just tell her goodbye. Do not respond because you've already fucked up. She sees you as food. She sees you as a sucker, and she sees that you can't fuck. Because when a woman that wants to fuck somebody doesn't talk this way. Now, example, hold on, 817. Example, I'm going to show you another example because now I'm going to play the 33-second one, Tyler. Here we go.
I had trouble falling back to sleep. But I would have been able to roll over and snuggle you. Thinking about you, thinking about making love to you, thinking about doing all of the wonderful things I like doing with you in your bed, on your couch, and look forward to being able to do it again. Have a wonderful day, my Tyler. And I like you a lot.
And guys, kids, you think she? Oh, I'm sorry. You think she's actually gonna say pay a bill? See, that's what I'm saying, dog. They're the motherfuckers like us that gonna get pussy, and then they're gonna be you surface dwellers out there cupping and caking for pussy. Shame on you. Let's get to this question real quick. 817. What's your question, brother? What's up? 817-01. Yeah, what's up, brother? What's up? What can I help you with? Yes, sir. What can I help you with?
This is Mike J. Actually, my actual name is Iomide. But I just wanted to say, you know, what you said about, you know, attraction, how women are attracted to men, and, you know, what you said earlier, you know, it was like a aha moment for me. And that's really when I realized I've been doing things really, really wrong. And, you know, you know, like you said earlier, a lot of men, they have kids, and, you know, there's not really too many fathers in the house that they're not really, you know, showing the importance of having your name or even teaching this type of game. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the way that, you know, you're kind of stern on it. Like, you don't take no bull crap, and you show, it's kind of like, you know, you show hard love, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to call and say I appreciate that for sure. And I thought I had confidence, but it wasn't until I actually saw the program myself that I was like, oh, no, this is a whole different level. So I just wanted to call up and, you know, just show my appreciation a little bit.
And this, like I said before, for those listening, this is what I'm saying. This is where your looks don't matter and shit. Because if you can't cut through the belief, the judgment, the morals, and the values to no trust, then you're not going to get anywhere. Because, okay, I want you to think of it like this. She sees you and says you're cute. She sees you and says, you know what, I could fuck him. She could even say, I could even suck his dick. Don't think women don't think that way. I can fuck him, suck his dick. Look at his package. Look at his ass. Don't think women don't talk that way. They do. But then they say this, I'm going to let him fuck himself out of the pussy. So I'm going to act like I'm dumb as fuck, and I'm going to let him talk to me and see how he talks to me. Is he going to talk to me, or is he going to talk at me? And when you're telling a woman, let's go back to my place, you're talking at her. So as soon as you make it about an at versus a to, she's pushing up the walls of rejection or of her pushing back. But when she sees you and you're talking to her, by letting her know this is why I'm coming over here, this let her know that, you know what, here's my number, call me. Letting her know that while we're interacting, I'm making her smile, I'm making her laugh, I'm making her blush, I'm making her think, I'm making her react. And as I leave, I carry that shit over when she messages me the first time. Then I say to myself, how do I want to do it at that point? How do I want to hit her ass up? Voice message, video. Well, not video yet because y'all just started. So I would go texting first, then voice message. But she's not prepared for that. Remember, they're prepared for dick pics. Hey, girl, let's fuck. What are you doing? What are you up to? What's up, girl? That's all they're used to. Grown women, that's all they're used to. Until they run into a motherfucker that knows what he's doing. Does that make any sense, caller?
Yes, totally. And, you know, there's been times where I even
No, I'm sorry. I just give a shout out to another one of my great students and shit. Go ahead. Let me see I don't want to be sent me something down the pipeline so I can do this. Hold on. I got it. Hold on. Wait. No, I didn't get it, Mike. Hold on, Mike. Now, wait a second, Mike. Before you, no, hold on. Tyler, This is not a competition. Hold on, caller. I got, because my top students always like to do this shit. Hold on, caller. Tyler, this is not a competition. If I get something from Mike, do not send me anything. This is not a competition. It's not. I just wanted to say that. Mike, send that shit, Mike. I didn't get it, big dog. Shoot that shit over so I can show the room. But Tyler, I already got your voice message, Tyler. Don't. This is not a competition. But anyway, 817, let me continue with the show and stuff. Do you have any other questions?
No.
Okay, well, I would throw you back in, but thanks for the call, my brother. Let me get this 443 real quick. 443, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, what's good, Steve? Hey, I ain't got no question, but just shout out to Taekwondo. I would have never found out about you if I ain't never see y'all collab and shit. But
thank you.
I was deep into that Red Pill shit until I came across your channel. You know what I'm saying? That Red Pill shit is fake.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes. That Red Pill shit is fake. I ain't had no results until I came across y'all channel. So, yeah, shout out to you and Taekwondo for real.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hold on. I can't show it. I can show a little bit of. Hey, 443. I'm about to show some women and shit, but I got to make sure I show without showing their whole face and shit. Just like not body parts, but I'm gonna show you what my boys have been shooting me through and stuff. So, but 443, I welcome you with open arms of love, man, and I welcome you, man. And if you not say not trust me, just trust yourself enough to take the information, brother. And I'm gonna make sure I'll do everything on my end to show you your value and worth. Without you being a pill or a plate or all that other silly ass shit, okay?
Right, I follow. Respect.
Okay, no doubt. Respect to you, young man. Great call. All right, guys, let me see here. Hold on a second. That Tyler, hold on a second. Let me just, I'm giving you examples of what some of my boys are getting. I got to cover up some stuff. Let's see what else we got here. I can show you that, and then you got that. I can't show her face, but I can show you the little bit of a bottom lip and some of the, wait, let me get a lip and a titty. There you go. Lip and a titty. Yeah, I can show you that. So, I mean, my dogs are killing it. I'm so proud of my boys, man. So proud of my boy. Wait, what is this? Wait, let me see. What's this?
Wow, you are very motivational and very inspirational. Thank you so much for your kind words. You sound very good saying them, but the words in themselves, I needed to hear that, so thank you. It's been a couple of rough days for me. I'm just feeling a little bit overwhelmed with a lot of the work that I have to do, a lot of schoolwork that I have to do, a lot of major projects coming up, so I needed to hear exactly what you said. I'm going to have a good day today. And I would love to share my day with you later on as well. I hope you have an amazing day, a day as amazing as you.
Man, the game is just beautiful when you a man, dog. Yo, guys actually think women ain't trying to fuck. They're not trying to spend time with you. Man, the game is beautiful when you're a man. But I got to continue. Hold on a second. I got to continue. But yeah, I got questions y'all want to ask, but I got to continue with the show. But the line's about to go down, but we are going to talk, you know, line's down, but we still could talk with questions that y'all have and all that other stuff. But what I want to do is I want to talk about more of the things that a lot of you guys need to start doing in order to understand game. Okay? To understand game, okay? See, the thing about your mindset and how you think, okay, it doesn't strictly work on logic and logical rules, okay? I want you to understand. Let's look at logic versus gullible and naive and disillusioned. If your mind worked on logic, you would look at that red pill shit as theory, okay? That's what the logic would work if there was logic. But I know it is. Calm down. But because a lot of you guys out there, okay, you know who you are, but what a lot of you guys do is you always try to convince yourself to be something else that you're not. See, logic would say, I'm not following theory. I'm not following the matrix. I'm not following hypergamy. I'm not following nofap. I'm not following a high-value man. That's what logic would do. But naive and disillusioned would look at numbers. Remember, numbers is knowledge to the naive. If he's got hundreds of thousands of followers, that means he knows what he's talking about. Numbers are knowledge to the naive. And it's no knock on any of you guys and this other stuff, but what happens is that when you truly set yourself on the wrong pathway, it's hard to accept anything that doesn't go along with the lie. It's hard to say that, you know what, women are easy when all you thought about. Hold on, yeah, I didn't get the screenshot, brother. I didn't get it, Big Mike. I didn't get it. I didn't get it, bro. Where is it at? I didn't get it. I'm looking right now. I didn't get that shit. Hold on, let me check something. Wait. You sent it my phone? Hold on, let me see something. Oh, my bad. Oh, I got it. Hold on, let me blow this bitch up. My bad, brother. My bad. Hey, now, Tyler, don't you get mad. I got it, big dog. Tyler, wait. I got it. Wait. Let me do this. Hold on. Wait. Let me do it the right way because your number's on here. So let me take that off. Hold on. I got you, dog. I was about to show these motherfuckers. Hold on. Wait. Let me save it to the gallery. I'm going to save it. Then I'm going to send it to myself. And then we're going to post it. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds, man. Hold on. I'm like, all right, yeah. Hey, Tyler. This is not a competition, Tyler. I know how you are, man. Y'all are both good students, so don't worry about that shit. Let me see here. All right, here we go. I've been waiting to hear your voice. I know you're a busy man, so I'm not blowing you up. You are on my mind. However, there's nothing wrong with me shooting you a text to let you know. All right? I'll do that from now on. I'll be home from my daughter's gymnastic practice about 9 o'clock. Will you still be up? That's what I'm talking about. Thinking about you when you're not around because you have impact. This is it. This is it, man. This is how game works. But one must begin to cultivate. Guys, we're going to talk about cultivation. Fuck that. We're good. We're going to talk on it, guys. We're going to talk on it. Because, I'm not here to knock y'all. But I'm going to show you what breaks the cycle, okay? If we're looking at the cycle real quick. The average woman, she has her belief, her judgments, her morals, her values, and she doesn't trust the average guy. But why would she trust the average man, the regular man, okay? Because the regular man, the way he approaches everything is not for an end result because you cannot force one who has a built-up mindset of all those things in her mind. From, remember, she's her past. She's not her future. She's her past. And her past comes into the present. And she's very guarded because the pretty women are always being hit on all the time. Okay? She's guarding herself. But the thing is that these women, even though they're guarding themselves, they love the challenge. And they love the reward that comes with the challenge when they're with a man. As I said before, guys, the key thing is with a man. Because the thing that what she begins to realize is that how many women is he fucking? Because a guy that gets pussy, he ain't thirsty. He ain't begging. He ain't trying to prove himself to me. He just showing up, telling me what the fuck an expectation is. and he moving the fuck on. He doesn't care. Mike, you got some more? Shoot him, dog. I love that shit. But listen to what I'm saying to y'all guys out there. And guys, you got questions, just put a Q, and we got you covered. And I welcome all you guys. I welcome all you guys. But I want y'all to think about something. What happens is that the time she spends with you, just talking to you, she herself begins to want to know how you think, how you move, your tendencies. What are your beliefs? What are your values? Why are you so into yourself? Thus, ask the question, what do you want from me? Because why aren't you asking me questions about me? Why aren't you asking me what college I go to? Why aren't you asking me what I'm looking for? Why aren't you asking me to come to your place? Why already? What the fuck can I do to get you to get to my place without feeling like I'm a slut? Because you're not making me feel slutty. You're not making me feel like a whore. Matter of fact, talking to you, I'm laughing. I'm smiling. And not only am I smiling, I'm going back and I'm reading the messages that you wrote to make me smile. I'm not even smiling. I'm blushing when I go back to press play and listen to your voice. Your voice. God damn, your voice is sexy. God damn, you say, girl, get it together. And thus the war begins. Girl, calm down. Don't you give that motherfucker the pussy right now. Don't you give it up, girl. You know that the angel on this shoulder. Don't you give it up, girl. Don't you fuck him. You don't really know him. We got to take our time. I know he's making us feel good. But then the other one, the devil, pops up on her shoulder. Girl, you better suck that dick. Girl, hey, look. Why don't we go ahead and just unplug something and just say it's broken just to get him over here? Because we know he going to fuck. He know we fucking if he comes over here. Why don't we do that? I look, but and then she's, hey, then she's got to play the judge to both guys. Guys, look, Pete Dane. He doesn't make me feel like I'm a slut. He respects my religious beliefs. He respects my values and he respects my morals. And he will also respect the fact that even if I go off the road, even though I go to church all day on Sunday, and I have morals and values and all that stuff, and I go off the road a little bit, he has no problem with putting me back on the road after we get done fucking. Do y'all see what I'm saying, guys? Do y'all see what Unc is saying right here? This is the difference. And see, I want to make sure you guys understand this. Don't play like you are not trying to fuck because, gentlemen, she's already met that motherfucker before a million times. And that's the guy that wants to be her best friend, that wants to backdoor and just be a voice and hang out with her and all that other shit. She knows the wolf in sheep's clothing, but she doesn't know a man. She will call her girlfriends up. Girl, let me send this to you. Oh my God, he is so fucking sexy. But I don't want him to think that I'm a slut and a whore. I'll slow down, but I can't help it. Guys, I know we don't want to say this, but when you go out with a woman, all right, let's say, for example, whether it be leg spread your ass cheeks, or even let's say you're on the corner, you're dicking forehead, balls in your mouth, you just chilling with some wine and stuff. And you walk her to the car and you do a kissing 101 move, a little bit of dirty talk, a little bit of five play with her clothes or on top of her clothes. And she's so into it, she doesn't want to let you go. And you can feel the grasp that she, the grip she has on your hand or on your back. that says don't stop. I don't want this to end. And when they say they don't want this to end, that's when they're going to say, you know what? Some of them are going to say, can we go somewhere? And that doesn't mean your place yet. But she just wants to spend a little more time with you while her pussy's on fire. Not to say she's going to fuck you. I'm not saying she's going to fuck you. But she doesn't want the night to end. She knows the more I get with this guy, I know I'm going to fuck him, but I can't help myself. I feel so connected to him. He's never tried anything on me. And yet I think about him. He's never forcing me to send a titty, service dwellers ask for? Ass pictures and titty pictures and all that shit. You want to know why women send us that kind of shit? Because they know we don't ask for that shit. But they want us to see that, you know, I can be bad too. Because you're making me bad. You're making me want to do bad things. And I like being bad around you. Because I know you know how to handle me. I can do whatever it's liberation. Why do I think I tell y'all in August with them freshmen coming in that they always fucking the older guys? Because we get to liberate, we liberate them. Be what the fuck you want to be. Be as nasty, naughty, and dirty as you want to be. And you know what I promise? I'm going to take that shit to another level and make you feel things. But if you don't understand the rule, everything, listen, gentlemen, the rule, very important here. Everything you see right here is what she is before you meet her. Her past, this is what it is. What she has grown to believe since she was a little fucking kid. The judgments that she has are judgments of herself. She has judgments of us. And through those two judgments of self and of us are the reasons why they fuck us faster. The judgments of us, we squash the judgments because her first impression is she thinks we're trying to fuck. Yeah, you got my curiosity, but I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm going to show you why you should fuck me. Because if you want to fuck me, this is going to be better. It's going to be much better than me trying to beg you for that shit. No, you want to fuck, so we're going to fuck, but guess what? You're going to fuck on my time. But guys, you know what's so great? I know it's weird it's going to sound this. There are times when women want to fuck you or they want you to come over because they want to suck your dick and you say no. I know y'all guys. I know y'all saying, wait, Steve, wait. You're telling me that there are women that offer to suck your dick and want to fuck you, you turn them down? Yes. That's the best. Do you know the control that you have? When a woman that wants to suck your dick and wants to fuck you, you say, I don't feel like it. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it later. I don't feel like doing it right now. That's the power you have. And they want to suck that shit more. They want to suck the fuck, like the serum is in that mother. But they love men. They love to enjoy men because they know a man isn't thinking. He's not insecure. Where are you going? What are you doing? Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you text me? Where have you been all day? Motherfuckers don't talk that way to women. It's about giving her the feeling of the dress, the person, the makeup. And gentlemen, if you cannot take away her insecurities, then you're not going to get her to want to fuck you. But it begs the question. How can you take away a woman's insecurities when you're insecure yourself? You can't do it. And that's why it's not ever working for you. Because they can see right through you. They can see the pain that you are masking. Some of you mask your pain with weights. Some of you mask your pain with fucking clothes and cars and all that other shit. But they can see through the pain because they can recognize that. Question, why didn't you call me? Keith, because I didn't feel like calling you. Shout out to my motherfucker. Hey, guys, Thursday is Dojo Thursday to the moon with my motherfucking dog. I love this motherfucker all the way to the moon, my dog. Taekwondo up in this bitch. So, man, this young man has got game. This young man, I tell you, man, it's nothing like talking to this young man because he gets it. He understands that I just want to be alone in the dojo. But the women are calling me. The women are texting me. The women want to see me. So life, man. When you are with pipe hitters, I love my, that's my dog, man. That's my motherfucker. That's my dog. Taekwondo. Dojo to the motherfucking moon. Guys, y'all want to see Smooth? Y'all watch the motherfucker. Watch him. Go to his YouTube. Subscribe to him. Watch the motherfucker code, man. But you want to know why women want to fuck him? The exact reason I'm showing you right here. Because Taekwondo is not trying to change her belief. He's not trying to change the judgment. He's not trying to change the moral. He's not trying to change the value. He's not trying to earn the trust. He's just showing up and showing the fuck out. Where even though she judges you, surface dwellers, and not want to give you pussy, she's saying, damn. When I'm talking to him, I know this is going to sound crazy, but follow Uncle on this. There are women, even when they talk to you, they miss you. When they talk to you, they feel like, and when I get off the phone, it's like my heart's going to stop pumping because I'm so connected to this man. Their judgments, when they get around the Taekwondo's dojo to the motherfucking food, my motherfucking dog, that my dog Taekwondo. Seriously, guys, listen to me. Let me show you what happens when you're a man. Now, y'all see her beliefs, her judgments, her morals, her values, and no trust and trust. Let me tell you something, guys. The thing about the Taekwondo's, the 1950s, the Coach EOs, the Lucarios, the Miles, the Zags, the Angry Man, the men, the thing about them is that after she goes through the beliefs, remember, once she gets past the beliefs, there are sexual beliefs, gentlemen, that are created. Sexual judgments, sexual morals, and sexual values that lead to sexual trust that makes the woman want to suck that dick, lick them motherfucking balls. Take your dick and smack me in the face. Just let me feel the dick on my face, on my cheek. Come in my eye. Come in my mouth. Come in my hair. Come on my titties. Come on my stomach. Come on my leg. Come on my back. Come on my ass crack. Come on my feet. You remember that crazy one I had that told me before I broke up with her, she wanted me to nut in her eggs so she could eat them? Come on my eggs. They would do all that nasty shit. But here's the thing. Because they know the value and the worth of the man that ain't making it about the pussy. They know the value and worth of the man that ain't making it about the pussy. The man is making it about himself. The man that knows what motivates him is going to motivate her in a sexual way. The man that has beliefs and principles are going to force her to have sexual beliefs and sexual principles only for him. I can be dirty. We can role play. You can smack my ass, pull my hair, spit on me. We can go shopping right now at the grocery store. I can't tell you. I love this the most. I love the ones where they say, can we go shopping for some cucumbers? Or they'll take a photo. Look at this cucumber. I want to try this. I want to try this cucumber. I want you to fuck me tonight with that cucumber. and then I'm so bad, I can't wait to wash it off, cut it up, and put it in my salad and eat it. But y'all motherfuckers like, what you mean cucumber? Y'all motherfuckers be like, Steve, what you mean cucumber, dog? Why would they do that to a cucumber? Why would they do that to a cucumber? What I'm saying to all my dogs out there is that women are nasty. And I don't mean nasty as in dirty. I'm saying nasty as in nasty. But they just want to make sure that if they're nasty with you, you don't make them feel like shit afterwards. You cannot go in this game. Now, please understand this. Even when I meet a woman, I know she has those things. I know she has all those things. I'm not trying to change all those things about her. I'm not trying to change those things. I'm just trying to get the invite. I want her to feel not only safe around me, but I want her to also realize that she can be whatever the fuck she wants to be. Because I'm not falling for the lie. See, remember, guys, I go beyond the makeup and all that shit that she hides from. How many times do I keep telling you? The dress, the purse, and the shoes, they all have one thing in common. And that is, all they do is just stand still. They don't even do shit. They don't even do shit. And these women are head over heels, walking through the stores and the malls and shit, looking at them all day, every day, because they know those things are going to take away an insecurity that they have. Why can't you be that? But you've got to calm down. You've got to have patience. You have to have discipline. But what's crazy is, as a man, we are patient and we have discipline, but we're not trying to force ourselves to be those things. We just are. It's an R, okay? It's an R, not a B. And what I'm saying to you guys is that you can win, but you have to understand resistance. As soon as you make a woman who can be slutty to you feel like a slut, you've just turned her off. And what you have done, which is bad, is let's say this is the moral meter. This is the meter. If it swings here, you fuck it, right? You start here, and then all of a sudden you treat her like shit. Yeah, that motherfucker start going that way over here. Real fast. And they keep going that way. And keep going and keep going. She ain't going to fuck anybody, but wait. But she's saying this. Since I gave him some of this time between here and there, I gave him time. I need payment for my time. He wasted my time. He was a fake and a fraud, and he doesn't know any game. He doesn't have any game. So you know what? I need some of his time. I need some of his money. He's got to take me out to eat. He's got to drive me around. I don't take, guys, you know, guys, they want to cook for you. They will do anything to just come over your, baby, can I just come over and vacuum? I know you're a little bit lazy. Let me just come by and straighten up. Or baby, you know what? I was at the store and I saw your favorite cake or your favorite cereal. And I just got a few groceries and I was wondering if I can come by and just fill up your stock up your cabinet. See, I don't even know they would do that shit. And you didn't even have to fucking ask them shit. They would do anything to come over because they want the dick. They want you. Let me read this. Speaking of patience, how do I work on being more patient when it comes to dealing with females? I tell them, but see, S-Dog, what is there to get annoyed from? See, my brother, what you're getting annoyed about is she's saying that I don't trust you. That's all she's saying. I don't feel safe around you. My morals and values are not your morals and values, and I don't think we're the perfect match. Or my judgments are not your judgments. My values are not your values because, brother, you're making it too much about fucking. And I don't want to knock you for fucking. I don't want you guys to get upset when I say this. I'm glad y'all like women. I'm glad you like women. But the, guys, I promise you, you wanting to fuck and her wanting to fuck you is probably the distance between Earth and Nebula 4855, past those 3,000, those galaxies. That's how far it is. Because when a woman wants to fuck you, she is everything you wanted in porn. And then it's, guys, all right, listen. I know y'all watch porn, and I know some of y'all think that you can never get a woman to do that. Oh, my, hey, guys, when they want to fuck you, oh, my God. God, that just nasty. Do what you want to my nasty ass. So, hey, look, now I just want, I'm not, I want y'all judging. I just want to let you know. Do what you want to my nasty ass so I can, what, get back home, go back to my man. My boyfriend's bugging me. I'm just saying, man. They're going to use you like a fucking toy. You, hey, listen. They're going to say this. Look, I'm going to be straight up with you. I love my life. I love my husband. I love my man. I love everything. Look, I just want to fuck you. That's all I want to do. I just want to fuck you. And we're good. Because this is what I'm trying to say to you guys. And E, I'll answer that question. Woman calling you a demon. All right, I got you. I got to answer that fun question. Hold on. What I'm saying is this. Look. I always ask my clients, why do single women wear wedding rings? Because they need to make sure, and it's not just a wedding ring. It could be in the know, or I have a boyfriend. Sometimes a woman just wants to fuck one of you guys just for the pure joy of fucking you, because they'll look at your lips and they'll say, damn, he looked like he can eat the fuck out of this pussy with those lips. You know how you look at a woman's lips and say, damn, she got some dick sucking lips. You don't think they look at your lips the same way? When you look at her ass, you be like, damn, I want to get hold of that ass. You don't think she looks at your ass the same way or your package? They do. They do, gentlemen. But the only difference is that, again, the protective layer. Can I trust them? Because if I give this motherfucker this pussy, I got to make damn sure he don't fall in love with this pussy. I got to make sure he ain't trying to marry me, date me. And look, we just fucking. We just fuck. That's all we going to do. We just fucking. Girl, I had a long day. Well, girl, well, are you drinking your Malibu and Coke? No, I need something stronger than that. What about your cranberry and vodka? Bitch, I need something. Bitch, I need to get some dick. I had a long day. I just want one motherfucker to fuck the shit out of me. Just beat this pussy. I'm just so stressed. Girl, I'm going to find me some dick. And she go on her little Jacques Cousteau looking for some dick. And she running into one of you motherfuckers. She's like, hey, hi, how you doing? You know, playing all innocent and shit. But what she's thinking is, okay, well, if I give him a little bit of this pussy tonight, how are we going to act? Let me back up. I mean, you got some pussy-eating lips. Ooh, the thing I can let him do with that tongue. Man, look at that package. Ooh, we look like he can fucking stroke this pussy. Wait, what? Well, what I do for a living? Huh? What's up? What? Go back to your... Who the fuck do you think I am? You think I'm some fucking slut that wanna see how that shit work? Even though she wants to fuck you, she'll take the hit and go get the Willie Mammoth 3000 and just use that motherfucker up until she find the right dick to fuck on the side. A lot of these women just want a side dick. Nothing, you know what? I'm studying for my exams. I just need you just come by and fuck me real quick. Oh, and after you get the fuck, thank you. Whew, boy, I needed that, man. Be all you can be. All right, I'll talk to you later. A motherfucker that can fucking go. But no, you guys, man. Well, why you didn't call me? Bitch, I just wanted to fuck you. Why you bothering me? What you doing right now? Why can I come see you right now? Can we spend some time to get? No, motherfucker, I gotta study. Ah, you ain't shit. Fuck you, girl. Say they see that. Oh, and the things we could have done together. I was thinking about you, me, and my girlfriend. Oh, well. Do you know how many threesomes y'all fuck up? Do you know how many orgies y'all fuck up? Do you know how many women that... I want y'all to think about this. Ladies, not all ladies. Can't say all ladies. A lot of you motherfuckers. But guys, I'm going to tell y'all something. Ladies, I'm sorry. I got to tell them. Hold on. Look, I got to tell them. Don't be mad at me. I'm going to tell them. I'm going to let them fuckers know, man. Guys, peep game. You remember when you were young and you either had a baseball, you had a bunch of baseball cards, basketball cards, or football cards? And I don't know if y'all still do this now, but back in the day, you used to get a pack of cards, and they came with like two strips of bubble gum and shit, and you would put those cards of the athlete in your like little plastic thing to keep them sealed and shit, and you would trade the cards and stuff, right? You trade the cards to your friends, you know, for better cards and stuff. Guys, peep game. You ain't just fucking a woman just to fuck her. Do you think that guys are the only ones that pass women around to other guys? Wait. Let me say that again. I don't think y'all understand something. Do you think that men are the only one that pass women around to their boys? When you are throwing good dick, oh my God, they will share. All right. I had one that was single that shared me with a married woman because she sold the married woman on me so bad the married woman wanted to try me. And hey, poor me, I was used. Poor me. She used me. I can't believe it. She passed me on to another woman who forcibly sucked my dick and fucked me. I'm shamed. Get the fuck out of here. I'm telling y'all, when they get good dick and they get a man, they will pass you on. You know what? I want you to try my girl. My girl wants to try you. But look, she ain't been in a relationship. She might be married. She might be living. Hey, she just wants to come over and try that dick. So can you come over here? And you hear her giggle in the background. Y'all don't even know about that shit. They will pass you around like a baseball card to another woman, especially when y'all get into the gigolo lifestyle. Guys, when y'all become gigolos, guys, y'all don't know what's going on in these streets. When, think about it like this, it's like for a lot of you guys who may drink or a lot of you guys that might smoke weed or something, a lot of you guys that smoke cigars. Think about this. When you have a good cigar from a good company or there's a good drink out there that you like or there's some good weed that gives you a good buzz, what do you do with your boys? Dog, you got to try this. Try this. Dog, you got to try this, man. This shit is good, right? It's the same thing these women do that have the morals, the judgments, the values, and all that other stuff. Because don't think that they already don't talk about your dick. They don't talk about how they talk about your dick, the girth, the size. They talk about how long you fucked for. They talk about the nasty shit that you do and all of this. And a lot of these women out here like this, hey, you know what? I'm going to use some of my dogs. I know. Look. Okay. One chick A, you got chick A that has freelance Ronin. You got chick B that has the dangerous Russ and chick C that has old boy Jeremy. Okay. So you got three women that have these three guys fucking, right? You don't think one chick who got Jeremy be like, hey girl, what I want you to do is I want you to try freelance Ronin. Yeah, girl, that motherfucker, man, the way he fucked me. Girl, you serious? He did that? Oh, girl, set that shit up. Hey, girl, and I got one, too. You want a freelance Ronin? Shit, I got a Jeremy. Well, girls, fuck both of you. I got a dangerous rust. Well, what we, hey, girls, what are we going to do? All right, well, peak day. I'll pass you my rust. You give me your Jeremy, and then I'll give you the freelance Ronin. And what we'll do is we'll just rotate these guys around. And then when they fuck you, guys, what y'all understand is that, hey, look, you're going to be a fuck on call. I'm having a bad day. Can you come over here and fuck me? I'm just not feeling sexy. Can you come over here and fuck me? I'm stressed out. I need some dick. Can you come over and fuck me? I just want you to fuck. I just want you to fuck the shit out of me. Make me feel like a whore. I'm studying. I got these exams. I'm stressed out. Can you come over and fuck me real quick? And then after they get done fucking you, girl, what's going on? Oh, girl, I'm stressing out, girl. Man, I got these exams. I'm struggling. Man. Oh, girl, you just need some dick. I know, girl, but I ain't really got no. Girl, I got you covered. You want me to get you some dick, girl? Real? You remember that motherfucker freelance Ronan I told you about, or Jeremy, or Russ? Remember that motherfucker I was telling you that fucking shit out of me? Yeah, you don't mind sharing? Oh, girl, I got you. When's a good time? Well, shit, girl, set that shit up. Wait, guys. You don't say the same thing when your boy setting you up with pussy. You know, remember when they got some pussy lined up for you? You're like, damn, yo, man, that's bet. Set that shit up. You guys think women don't do that shit? They do the same things we do, man. They just keep it quiet. They are fucking, but they saying, look, I just want a motherfucker that's going, we going to fuck. And he gonna get to going. But if you get in the gigolo lifestyle, I'm gonna put the money down. We gonna fuck. And I'm gonna see what he about. Cause I'm not gonna go all in with a guy, especially as a gigolo lifestyle is a little more complicated because secrecy is everything. Secrecy is everything. If you are not one fuck up, you lose the whole community because the whole community in your area is connected on an underground trust system amongst these women. They know all the gigolos. They know who's quiet. They know who's good. They know who gets trust and all this other stuff. And they know when they have orgies. Like when, see, what happens is when they go, let's say one woman goes and is with you, then all of a sudden she's, you know, she's invited to another neighborhood swinging or an orgy, okay? And sometimes they say, you know, bring another guy, you know, because they always, all right, it's like, I'm not going to use the word slavery because I don't want to take it that way. We're like cattle. I'll say cattle. Let's keep it like that. Okay. When a woman is invited to another orgy in another neighborhood, it's a brand new group of women, but the woman is bringing what is kind of like an offering to all the other women of what she has. God, this is getting deep. I'm trying not to get too deep. I'm gonna use my boy Russ on this. A woman is fucking Russ in her neighborhood, orgy, blah, 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 blah. But even though there's a network of orgies and threesomes over here, there's also a connected network in another neighborhood or another city close by, right? So if one is going into another orgy or into another neighborhood, she must bring not necessarily a sacrifice, but she's bringing something over for all the women to... See, if she's invited to the orgy, she can come by herself, but she knows a lot of game to bring another guy in to give him to all the women. It's like an offering. It's like, you know, it's a new group because she's running into a new group of guys. But what she wants to do is bring an offering, so she would bring a dangerous Russ or a man, and I'm telling y'all. And if y'all guys can't handle this, y'all need to get the fuck out of the game. So if she calls you and lets you know, look, I got this, we're going to have this party. They call it party. They call it bunko. They call it bingo. They got different names for it. They just don't call it orgies and shit. It's just a gathering a party, yeah, whatever they want to call it. But she wants you to go. But she's going to let you know that I'm offering you up to these other women. Because she wants to – see, the thing is, it's a network. So she wants to get into that network. But she's also offering you up because she knows once she offers you up, you're going to have access to more pussy and more money out of those women in that network. And then those women from that network who have other – connected to other networks will probably bring you along to offer you to another network. So what they do to us is they pass us around. Look, guys, what I'm telling you, y'all think it's just men doing this shit. Y'all see all these, like, fucking movies where these guys are just bringing these women and offering up to other men. Women do the same thing, man. It's just that they quiet about this shit. It's just quiet about this shit. You know what I mean? And say, and the thing is that's important here is it, and let me not say offering as in like you're going to die and shit. It's just a sexual offering of dick. Okay, Mark? It's a sexual offering, okay? I just want to let you know, Mark, because if you can't handle this, I'll be happy to throw your ass out the room. It's not an offering like they're going to kill you. They're just going to fuck you. That's it. Yeah, it's like a sports, kind of like a sports team. Yeah, they're just, you're just saying thank you for allowing me in this orgy or threesome, whatever the fuck is going on, and to say thank you, ladies, I have something for you. And then share the guy, take him and do what you want with him. I mean, sexual-wise. So if you feel like you feel like a piece of meat or something, well, then don't be, get out of the gigolo game. Get out of the orgies and threesomes and all that other shit if you're going to feel some kind of way. Because if you feel like a piece of meat, you're going to be treated like one. You're going to be treated like a piece of meat. But these women that they're giving you to, we're talking about women that have high-profile women that are pillars of the community. They see them all the time at the soccer games and shit with the little kids running around kicking their fucking soccer ball. You see them at charity organizations. You see them just cutting ribbons and all that and waving and all that stuff. These are the same goddamn women that be fucking us on the side. And giving, it won't even, it's not even hush money, but they love giving us money. They love giving us money. Let me see. See, basically, just like the mafia, she's vouching for you, screw it up. Yeah, you know, it's just like that. Absolutely. It's absolutely like that. But that's what I'm trying to say to y'all guys out there. Y'all don't know what's outside your door. You don't, you're looking, unfortunately, you look at the woman as, let me go ahead and beg my way to get this pussy. But if you do it right, some of these women have dirty fantasies. Some of these women have bisexual fantasies of, or even cuckold, female cuckold, it's weird, a female cuckold situation where she sits in a chair and just watches you. Well, she'll sit in a chair and play with herself, but she wants to watch you fuck her friend. Y'all do know that goes on, right? Y'all do understand there are women that will invite you over to fuck their friend, and she just wants to watch while she plays with herself. And maybe join in, maybe not. But after it's all over, send you on your way. And you're like cool with it. And then when they send you on your way, they all right, if it's cool, then they pass you on. There is so much shit going on beyond your thought that you don't even know what's out there. But what I'm saying is that once you are firm in which, see, this is why the sex game is so important, man. This is why mouthpiece is so important. This is why I always tell guys, Jim, we talk about guys, I swear, man. If you guys can just, I keep pushing poetry to you guys. I'm never going to stop pushing that because nobody pushes that. Gentlemen, it's not even fair. It's like I'm about to give you a cheat code. It's not even fucking fair. Women go to poetry clubs and slams for mental and sexual stimulation. And who is ever on that motherfucking stage reciting whatever the fuck he's saying, he's fucking every woman in that crowd. And I promise you, because I used to do that. As soon as you sit down, the waitress is going to come and here's a drink from that group of women over there. Woman's going to walk over and tap you. You know what? That was a very, very nice poem. How you doing? My name is da-da-da. Here's my number. Call me. Oh, are you busy? Are you by yourself? Can I have a moment to sit? Y'all don't even. It's the easiest. It's one of the easiest. There are two easy ways to get easy pussy. One is performing poetry. I'm telling the women. Well, I always tell you guys to do. Remember, I used to tell you, just go to a poetry club and just go inside and look at all those women. Look at all those badass women and look at how they watch that motherfucker on stage. That's number one. That's number one. But number two, gentlemen, for all my dogs out here, another way is I tell you, and I'll be pushing this in August, right before school starts. I'll do it in July because school starts in different times, different areas. But I will be pushing to you guys to go and learn and start doing nude art. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm trying to get y'all in these underground places. And let me explain to you about nude art. Art is shapes. It's not one shape. Art is shapes. So it doesn't matter if you have a gut or you don't have one. Doesn't matter how you shape. Because as long as they can draw you or paint you or sculpt you, that's all that matters. Because a lot of those women in that motherfucking room, and unfortunately there are guys in there, but all the women in that motherfucking room, oh, you got a few of them that are just like trying to size you up. they're gonna use your ass, man. They're going to use you. But you got to know what you're doing. You've got to have experience, okay? Experience. What I'm saying to you guys is that the experience comes from the non-judgment. Gentlemen, a lot of you guys will see a stripper, a beautiful woman that gets lots of... Guys, have you ever... Let me tell you about dating a stripper. Not even dating a stripper. And I won't say date. Just like fucking a stripper. Because you ain't really date them, but... Fucking a stripper is really, it's really cool because it's nothing like you going over a house and she's dumping all those dollars on the bed and saying, oh, just get what you want. Just grab whatever you want. Wait, here, let me just grab a handful of money. Here you go, baby. Take that shit. Oh, I can't wait to see you. Oh, hey, you know what? Well, I got this job I got to do. Hey, I'll holler at you later. Go do your job. Look, she's a stripper. She's got a job to do. I'm not judging her for this. Let her do her fucking thing. What do you say? Ledge, I don't have an opinion. What opinion can I have? This is not about opinions, man. This is not, hey, Mike. This ain't Mike, no. Mike, hey, now give it, look. Let me show you how cold my dog is. This motherfucker right here. Not to give out his business. Let me tell you how cold he is. Guess what he got years ago for a gift? Guess what he got years ago for a birthday present from a woman? It was a big ass picture where she smeared, I guess, paint all over her body and pressed her naked body on the canvas and gave him the fucking phone. That's what they will do for you. That's what I'm saying. They will do that shit for you. Some will turn around and paint their ass cheeks and back and press their ass up on the backside because they know you fuck it. But they want to be around while you fuck it. They know they ain't the only one. That's why my dog is laughing. That's why he's laughing because the lifestyle is just not fair. Oh, wait, you got me another pick? Hold on. Tyler ain't around. Okay, let me look at the pick. Hold on, let me hurry up because I know how Tyler is. Tyler, see, I'm doing this shit. Tyler, hold on, Mike. Let me see what the fuck you got. Let me see where my dog Mike got. Hold on, let me see Mike. Let's see. All right, let's see here. Oh, wait. Is that the wait? I can't wait. I got the pussy one. Wait, I can't show him the pussy one, Mike. Hold on, let me see. Let me go to the message and see if I got what I got for you. Hold on, Mike. Oh, here you go. Let me see what I got for you. Wait. Let me see. Hold on. Wait. What the fuck I'm gonna do? Hold on, Mike. Yeah. Here you go. Y'all thought I was lying. See, y'all know that I'm saying. Ain't no way a woman would send somebody a photo. Steve, you lying, man. Women don't do that. Well, see this shit, motherfucker. See that shit. That is an actual birthday present. A birthday present from the woman, front and back. And look at my mother boy just chilling in the middle. That was his birthday. I keep telling y'all. Y'all think I'm fucking around with y'all. Y'all, when you have game, women who have values, judgments, morals, ethics, and all that shit, when they get around you, they guess what they do? They push all that shit aside. They push all that shit aside. That ain't no BB nigga. Look at this body. Now you nigga. I mean, I hate to say that. Excuse me, people. I don't mean to say that word. Motherfucker, do you see any fat? Look, you see hips and thighs. Look at that. It's a flat belly, bitch. That's thick. That ain't, man. I don't know what's wrong with y'all motherfuckers, man. Freelance, it does, dog. I'm trying to keep them grounded. I'm trying to keep it grounded. But this, what I'm saying is, this is the life. He didn't ask for that. She did that for him because she know. Look, this is how women are. See, instead of leaving an earring or some panties or something in the house like women do all the time, she got smart. Let me just give him some artwork. But you know what? Dog, let me show you game right here just in this. Let me show you game, okay? When you have these kind of photos in your fucking house and a woman comes over, and what I always tell you, make sure you get that lamp of light, because when you like make it intimate and dark, you can have a lamp that comes down. The lighting will come down, right? What do you think the conversation's like when she walks in and sees this? Baby, you know what? This is a JR painting or whatever her name is. If her name is Sandy Thumpkin, okay, or whatever, or Sandra B or something. This is a SB painting. And what's so great about it, because she's watching the painting, you get right behind her and show her. What I love about the painting and what I see in this painting is a woman that's saying, I love the fact that you love my body. And I want you, and then what you do, guys, you take her hand. You take her hand. And you feel the stroke of that. Feel the stroke that comes from the nipple and bring it down. You see that? You feel that? This is what I love about the painting, the stroke. You feel the texture of the paint. That's game, guys. Oh, what I'm saying is, that's game. He can put that picture on his wall and just chill the fuck out, and everyone be like, "Yo, wow, that's." They be like, "Wow, that's amazing." They like, "Whoa, he, dog, this game right here." That's what I'm telling you. That's game. That's game. And what I'm saying to y'all guys, this is how you win. This is how you get them. This is how you get them. But what I want to do, see that? Oh, man, I don't want to play. Tyler, I don't want to even fucking, I thought Tyler was gone. God damn it. Tyler's like, man, shit. This motherfucking boy Tyler. Let me see who I will use today. Let's see here. Let me see. I'm going to find a guy today. Guys, make sure y'all follow the Man Mindset on Instagram and TikTok, because when I'm out and about at 3-4 in the morning and doing shit, I always like to do a TikTok while I'm out there to show y'all I'm doing shit. Y'all think, I guess y'all think motherfucker ain't doing shit. But I'm going to go Envy. Envy. Hey, Envy, dog. What time do you want me to do my TikTok? Pick a time between 3 and 5 o'clock, 3 and 4 or something like that, or maybe 4 and 5. Pick a time. Pick a time between 3:30 and 5 o'clock. What time do you want me to do a TikTok, and what is the subject you want? What subject? Even just give me a subject. Give me a subject of what you want to talk. What you want me to talk about? And I'll do a 1 minute TikTok. Cause I always do it. If you go to my TikTok, you'll see. I'm gonna label it to just the time of day. Hey, see, hold on a second.
But I'm afraid that someone is endeavoring to contact you.
My phone. Hold on a second. My dog's straight.
Shall I get rid of him, or do you want
Watch
to
this.
Take the call?
Hold on. Wait, oh, shit. Hold on. Oh, wait, damn. I thought he was calling me. I think he called me about the wrestling shit. I know you want to call me about wrestling. Hold on. Yeah, I got to play. I got to probably fuck some people up in wrestling. Let me call him real quick. I know he's calling real quick. Hold on a second. We're about to end the show anyway.
My big bro.
What's up, my nigga? What's up? Hey, is it time to fuck them up?
Yeah, they're in the party talking cash shit.
All right. I'm about to wrap the show up. Tell them I'm coming to fuck them up. We going to fuck them up. Tag team.
We waiting on you, bro.
All right, man, no doubt. I'm wrapping this motherfucker up. I'll be there in a few minutes, my brother.
All right,
100, man. See? Gotta have fun, man. Gotta have fun. I'm gonna go play some wrestling and fuck some people up. But Envy, let me know. Give me a time. Anybody, okay? Anytime. Where are the women at? Fitness man, I don't know what you're talking about. But Envy, if you don't give it to me, I'm moving to somebody else. I'm going to call someone else out if you don't give it to me. Let's go, Kid. Hey, Kid, 420, give me a time. Give me a time that you want me to. Give me 4 o'clock, what's the subject? All right, Gil, what's the subject? 4 o'clock, what's the subject? So at 4 o'clock, which would be probably 5 o'clock your time, because I'm going to do a central time, I'm going to do it 4 my time, which would be 5 your time, but it'll be 4 central. So let me know. Just give me a quick subject, and I will do a 1 minute video while I'm riding and doing what I'm doing. And come on, give me a subject, motherfucker. I don't care what it could be on anything. I don't give a fuck. The time, wait, okay, 420. All right, hurry up. Kid, if you give me the subject before Envy, I'm going to do it. First, Envy, give me the subject. Well, give me the subject first. I'm going to do it. Give me a subject. Then hard. Just give me a subject. Then go on TikTok. When I go on TikTok, I'll record it. I'll put it on TikTok, and I'll put it on Instagram in the morning. Y'all will get it in the morning. Y'all got to get my joystick together. I'm about to kick some ass. Come on, guys. Hurry up. I got to go. Come on. What y'all got? Somebody, you know what? Oh, what, man, anyway, they ain't going to do nothing to no waffles. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See, my boys, I love it when my dogs talk amongst themselves. All right, guys, anybody give me a subject, because they just taking too much time. I'm not going to talk about no fucking waffles. I want to talk about game. Anything dealing with the game, a question about the game, something I can talk about. The first one I see I'm going to use, and I'm going to say it around 4:20, which would be 5:20 East. 4:20 my time, 5:20 East. Somebody give me something. Anybody, first one to say it, I'm going to use that. We're going to wrap that up. But, gentlemen, while I'm waiting, guys, don't forget, texting multiple women. There you go. You're too late. Texting multiple women. That's going to be it. Texting multiple women. All right, got you. That's going to be it. I'll take a photo of that. Texting multiple women. Gentlemen, like I said before, all my dogs out there, please, gentlemen, first off, how many likes did we get? I want to thank y'all. How many likes did we get, dogs? What's our like count right now so I can say thank you to all you motherfuckers that like the show? What do we got as far as likes? What's our like count? What do we got? What is our like talk? Oh, shit. 194 you motherfuckers. God damn it, I love you guys. I love you guys. 194 of you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much. 520. So now y'all being a dick. 196. So at 5:20 East, what I'm going to do Can we get that shit to 200, motherfucker? Give me two more likes. There we go. 200 of you motherfuckers. Now, listen, guys. 520 East. If you're up, check the TikTok because I'm going to load it up. As soon as I do it, I'm going to load that motherfucker up, okay? So it will be waiting on Instagram, too. The Man Mindset on Instagram. See right there? Facebook, The Man Mindset. Instagram, Twitter, all that The Man Mindset, okay? Thank you, 206 of you guys. Y'all are great men, man. I love y'all motherfucking dogs. Y'all my dogs. I'm glad that the content that we were helping you on is going to help you. Always remember, guys, please take a snapshot of this. Get your phones out real quick. Gentlemen, get your phones out real quick. Let me blank this out. Phone call. Get your phones out real quick if you can. And take a photo of this real quick. Let me turn this off. Take a photo of this. Always ask yourself, remember, before I ask her to come over and fuck, did I get through to understanding that this is how she feels when we first met? Just remember that, guys. But also remember this. Always remember, guys, the motherfucking graveyard. Always remember, gentlemen, before you go to bed, think about the graveyard. Always remember everybody. Oh, wait, let me turn off this goddamn video. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that was they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Gentlemen, live every day like it is your last, and tomorrow will be live. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock East, me chopping it up with you. That's what we do. But I want to shout out all you motherfuckers. I want to say thank you to all of you men for coming on here. It is my honor to be able to share this information. Ain't about fuck that, Paul. No. Paul, stop that shit. I'm appreciating you right now. Don't appreciate me. Because one day, guys, and I will say this real quick to all you guys. I got a secret. Shh, don't tell nobody. One day your sons and your daughters are going to be able to say the reason why they are the great people they are today is because of you, not because of me. It will all be because of you. I'm proud of you motherfuckers, okay? I'm proud of you. And I'm going to continue to be proud of you motherfuckers. I just need you guys to start being proud of yourself, okay? I'm the motherfucking Dean, the Man Mindset. I'm going to see you motherfuckers at 420. And then we're going to do a show 8 o'clock. Fuck with your boy.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Man Mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Nowadays, and your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ay, just like that, Man Mindset. Gotta come back again, ay, just like that, Man Mindset. Email the Man Mindset at gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
Numbers are astronomical. Thank you. Yeah, send me an invite.
You said what?